listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Let up the suicide doors. This is my life, homie. You decide yours. I know that Jesus died for us, but I couldn't tell you who the side was. Who the side was? Who the fuck wrote these? But I couldn't tell you who the side was, so I parallel double parked that motherfucker sideways. Old folks talking about back in my day. Well, homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? You know, I already graduated, and you can live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you're gonna end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem, man. All right, man, holla then.
Wait till I get my money right.
Oh! Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and we're in the house on a Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
A white folks and wine Tuesday.
I need this.
It's time for a wind down. Okay, it's a real stressful day for a lot of people, but you know, it's been real. It's supposed to be relaxation day all across the country, and people is all hyped up and tensed up. I feel y'all though. It's a hyped up, tense world out here. We out here trying to survive, and we got to do what we got to do. Internet be trying to hop in and out. People computers be moving slow.
What's happening?
You never know what's happening, okay?
I don't know. I picked my hair out. It was like, what, you ain't going to be as black on the screen today.
But you are. Well, look, I'm going to tell you something, guys. Listen. We are all. It's like an exercise, right? It's like an exercise class. We're going to wind up, then we're going to wind down with white folks news. So we're going to talk about some of the things that's been bothering us, some of the news of the day. We're gonna talk about all that stuff, but then we also gonna have a good long session of drinking wine, eating cheese and crackers.
Yes.
And talking about these white people. Okay, let's get some of their news. Let's relax. Let's take it down a notch. But before we do all that, we do have some show stuff to do. Of course, it's the Black Guy Tips. Find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. And today's podcast is brought to you, well, we told you we was gonna be drinking some wine. It's brought to you by Triangle Wine Company. They have a huge selection of fine wine and craft beer from all over the world for every budget, and I do mean every budget. Like, you will be over, it's almost intimidatingly vast, the selection on their site. Like, I honestly, everything from just about 40s to the finest wines that have been aged, you know, just aged like Angela Bassett. Like, they just got everything. They got everything, y'all. And I'm telling you, you're gonna want to get in on this. If you, we'll explain more later, but trianglewineco.com. Go there, compare their competitive prices. Use code TBGWT when you check out, and through the end of August, you will get 10% off of your purchase. Trust me, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, go there, look it up. They got great customer service, and they cool people too. All right, we do have new stuff to get into. Where should we start? Did we already say bullet ball and bullet ball extreme? I think we did that. Did we? No. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
unofficial sport,
bullet ball,
and bullet ball extreme. All right. LeBron James and Octavia Spencer are creating a Madam CJ Walker show.
I'm here for
it. Wants it, needs it in my life.
Yeah. Madam CJ Walker is precious to me because it was the first black report that I've ever done. Like,
book report?
Yeah. Real book report that I ever done.
Of the approved 6 black famous people we can talk about during Black History Month.
Correct. And I did it for Black History Month.
Martin Luther King.
Right.
Rosa Parks. I feel like Malcolm X is not on the approved list.
Oh, okay. The approved list.
Martin Luther King.
George Marshall. Yes.
George Washington Carver.
Yes.
Madam C.J. Walker. Mm-hmm. Harriet Tubman, but you can't talk about Harriet Tubman's war stuff. You can only say that she freed some slaves. Mm-hmm. Benjamin Banneker, I feel like, is on that list. Yes,
Peanut Man.
Yeah, I said George Washington Carver. I said him. What was my man that did the first hard plan? Was it Charles Drew? Is that his name? Mm-hmm. I hope I didn't take his name. Let me double check that shit. I feel like
a good list of five.
Everybody knows. Negroes. Yeah, it's about 10 Negroes that you can bring up to Charles Drew. Huh, I can't believe I knew that. Anyway, it's like 10 Negroes that you can bring up, and you can't get it too hard into anybody's work. Like if you bring them up because they're a scholar like Frederick Douglass, you're gonna go so far. Like, you start bringing up, and then he said this about white people, they'd be like, whoa, but let's calm it down, okay? We don't need a whole chapter, we just need a book report, just two paragraphs on why he was awesome and why it's okay.
Right. And the thing about Madam C.J. Walker, what drew me to her more than anything was the fact that she was the first black woman millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what drew me to her. But she ended up creating a product that actually straightened our hair out. Like that was a whole thing. And it was the industry that needed to be there because of the criticism that black women got for their hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think she ended up changing how we think hair, how we view hair forever off of her creation.
Yeah, it'll be based on the book On Her Own Ground by Walker's great-great-granddaughter, Alelia Bundles, who will also consult on the series. Wait, her great-granddaughter's name Bundles? Boy, how is that possible? You know, the serendipity that had to occur for...
It was like, we gonna keep somebody old name. Mm. Every fifth child is
Well, no, I'm saying her last name is Bundles. Madam C.J. Walker, you know, Bundles of hair.
Okay.
You know, I was just saying, it's just interesting. According to Variety, Netflix is in talks to pick it up. Goddamn, Netflix trying to become black flicks. Keep doing your thing, Netflix. You can have all this $10.
Come on.
Okay. We will be waiting on you. Let's see what else is happening. MC Light got married.
I was seeing that.
Light as a rock. I will say this, and I hope nobody judges me for it, but it is what it is. I did not know MC Light was straight. All these years I thought she was lesbian, but because how repressive and regressive hip hop can be sometimes, mm-hmm. I was like, maybe she's kind of taking the, once again, please forgive me, Queen Latifah route of, we see you out with, you know, a bad bitch and we just don't say nothing, but right. We assume. I did not know if she is with some dude. I mean, props to everybody, but.
Yeah, I thought that for years, you know, and I was like, no judgment. That's just what I just assumed.
Yeah, you know, it's that generation too where like people be gay, but then it's that celebrity era where you couldn't say nothing if you was gay.
Right.
You know, even though it's funny because she used to rap about dudes, but I guess so did Latifah, you know, used to, I hate to, you know. Hate to assume, but yeah, she got married to a dude, and it was kind of on the low too, you know, like now she getting that BET awards announcement money.
Come on,
you know, this nigga tried to slide up in there, get some of that MC Light, get some of that NC Light check. Mm-hmm. I see you, Playboy. You bagged her, you done secured the bag, good for you. What is this nigga's name?
I don't even think he matters.
I don't even think they say his name. What is it? According to Essence reports, Light first opened herself up to receive a yummy hubby during her foundation's annual women's empowerment event, Wealth Experience, which was co-founded by her business partner, Dr. Lynn Richardson. Business partner. I want to interview Dr. Lynn, see what she thinks.
Right.
Attendees prayed over Light's wish, and months later, the pair met online, and Light sent John Witch, W-Y-C-H-E, White, a message on Match.com. Yo, you get a message from MC Light on Match.com. Can't say yes fast enough. Just a year later, Light returned to the Wealth Experience with White, sharing her journey in a new book, Your Man and Your Money, How to Get Them and How to Keep Them, which she co-authored with Richardson. How to get them and how to keep them. Getting whisked away with all that Light is took me away from the reality of how important it is to have a significant other. She shared with us earlier this year, I would have advised all the women out there to have their paper straight and not the man to start to pay attention to that. So maybe she's coming at it from a different angle instead of being like, this is how you need to please your man. But like, look, make sure you straight. Cause right. You gotta look at her life. She made sure all her shit was good
right.
Before looking for a man. So maybe she gonna be like, ladies, let's get our shit together, fuck these niggas, and then if you feel like adding a nigga to the collection,
right, of things, you can, like, you can say, okay, I can add you, but if you coming over here trying to subtract, you can leave.
But man, married in a year though, that's fast.
That's fast.
I wonder which came first, the book or the, because I mean, take a while to write a book. So did the book come first, or did the wedding and the love come first? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Y'all gonna be buying this book? Mm-hmm. It's incredible. So many people came out to support our union. We are starting out with a strong foundation, White says. A few months into getting to know Lana, that's her first name. Did not know that. Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted this woman as my wife. One day we were talking, I looked into his eyes, and it was so much honesty and truth in his eyes. Light says, my biggest thing with dating was to be vulnerable, and with him, I could totally let my go and be myself. Well, I hope they really happy, dog. They look happy in these pictures.
Don't they, though?
Mm-hmm. So, hope he's not a Georgie Porgy out here kissing the girls and making them cry. Mm-mm. If you guys know what I mean. He doesn't look like a roughneck, so mm-mm. I'm assuming she did not need to have to get to have a roughneck. let's see what else happened. You know what? Let's just get right into fucking with black people so we can get this shit over with early in the show. Mm-hmm. then we can get to these white folks, right? I mean, that's what we really came for.
We know why y'all came. We know it's some folks right now. I'm sorry. There's no some folks right now with their crackers and cheese and wine in their hand going, wow, let's move on with the show.
No, you talking about me. We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game we go all around the globe. We find different articles to make us feel fucked with as black people. We assign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody, you know how they do. All right. Is my screen still showing 3 panels, or is it just 2 now?
Me and you.
Okay. I don't know why my screen was showing. Weird. It's a weird day. All right. Apparently Kim Kardashian got herself in a little hot water.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. She was out here, caping for, Jeffree Star. Now, we covered Jeffree Star a couple of weeks ago. He is a beauty blogger who, like, is a makeup professional and shit, professional makeup artist. Mm-hmm. But he has a past of racism. We were covering
that dude. Yeah, right. He said something fucked up on his YouTube page or some shit.
Well, apparently Kim Kardashian came out here and defended Jeffree Star's racist past in some videos that she posted online.
She ain't have to say nothing, dog. Nothing is free.
You could have said absolutely nothing. Nobody would have had to know, you know. Even with you kicking it with that motherfucker. Now, what I think happens in a lot of these cases is it's hard for celebrities to say nothing when they're closely tied to people like this. Mm-hmm. Because she, even if she hadn't been responding, I guarantee you people have been letting her know left and right, your boy is a racist. You know, especially once he apologized, quote unquote, a couple weeks ago, that just puts it back in the news cycle. So whether we're not Kim Kardashian, but we don't know what she sees exactly, but I bet you people have been hitting up her blog posts and shit, being like, but you still kicking with this racist dude? Cause especially considering that she got 2 black kids. And nothing that she has to say is ever going to erase the fact you have 2 black children. So while you might feel a kind of way about your little friend being called out for his racism, you're not going to be able to distract from the fact that you got 2 black children. Let me see if I can play the audio of this shit for you guys as well. I might even be able to put it on screen. I'll see. You never know with this shit.
This is an awful angle, but I just want you guys to see this pimple here.
So this is her. She's in a makeup chair. I don't know if he is doing the makeup or his people are doing it. I don't know. But she decided to go that this would be the best moment Oh man, it'd be the best moment to discuss it. Is it showing on my screen yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right, here we go. Make it a little bigger.
You're stressing me the out. Okay, guys, I get it. I didn't know how to swatch powders at the beginning. I'm learning. You're stressing me the out.
So she was pointing to a pimple on her face or something, being like, y'all stressing me out. I got a pimple on my face because some shit about her makeup wasn't perfect. Then she posted a snap of her in a silver tight bodysuit. This must have been, oh, then that's the one when they added the glitter to it or whatever. Okay, I thought this was gonna be the video, cause see, I saw a video online where she was actually apologizing for this nigga. I guess these are supposed to be the snaps of her trying to look sexy.
Another video?
I hate when, yeah, it's others in this article. I fucking hate when it becomes promo halfway through.
But what you actually want?
Yeah, let me see. Give me one second, because I have the one where she apologized, but that's not the one I want to show y'all. I want to show y'all the initial one. Okay, here we go. We'll try a different article. But yeah, the one I saw was just her being like, people make mistakes and it's in the past and no one wants to be trapped by their past and we have to learn to let things go and get over it. And it's like, oh, because it's your friend. You know, like, of course it's in the past when it's your friend that, you know, people are looking at you as the mother of some black kids, like, you know, you've tweeted and talked about racism and, you know, I remember I forget what it was, like Black Lives Matter or something. She had a statement that she put out on Instagram. And I was like, good for her, because you do got black kids and you're going to be in this fight whether you want to be or not. Whether you're an enemy combatant or you on the side of your kids is up to you, but you're going to be in this fight. Nobody with black children in America can avoid this shit. So, it's better for you to be quote unquote woke than not, right? But at the same time, even in her statement then, it had a feel of like,
and guys, just learning. I see that my fans are totally hating on someone like Jeffree Star for being, you know, honest about my struggles.
Sorry. It's hilarious listening to her say this while someone is literally putting makeup on her titties. It's like, yeah, let me blush these titties real quick. Go ahead. Yes, Jeffree Star, very important racism message. Excuse me. Let me get in between the cheeks real quick. There you go. Thanks.
Watches. But because of his remarks, I'm learning how, like, from the best, like from Mario, like how to swatch properly. So guys, like, and I see you being so petty, bringing up things in his past where he, you know, was, you know, negative, but he's also apologized for those things. And I get it's a serious deal if you say like racial things, but I do believe in people changing and people that apologize. I will give them the benefit of the doubt and accept, you know, that people change and move on. And I know better than anyone that I hate when people bring up my past or mistakes that I've made in the past. So let them live. Like, I welcome honest, you know, comments about my products. And because of it, I'm swatching better now. So, and guys,
You're swatching better with your makeup, probably some makeup technique. Okay. Karen, you gotta look at the context clues.
Oh, my bad. And y'all, I didn't see it, but Roger was joking, but he did get, like, literally he did everything but put dust on her areolas.
Yeah. I can look up swatching for you since that was your question.
Thank you.
And you have a computer and don't want to look it up.
Nope.
Yeah, some type of painting technique. Apply a sample of paint makeup to a surface of one skin to test or demonstrate the color.
Okay.
So she, her video, first of all, that's really weak, you know, to be like, yep, I'm swatching better. So guys, can you not be mean to him about his negative stuff in the past? Like, is it negative or is it the fact that he's been fucking overtly racist? Like, it's one thing to be like, someone's been negative to that. But they're specifically talking about something that will affect your children's lives.
So everyone get off his ass and let's not be so negative. We're all in this together. There's room for all of us. Love you, Jeffree.
And I want to make one last thing clear. I do not defend people that are racist and I'm very against it.
So now she's like, she came back. This is the same video, but another clip. I want to be clear that I don't defend people who are racist. I'm very against it. He was racist. You are defending him. You're like, I hate when people do that. You are doing the thing you say you're not doing. You do it.
But if someone claims that they have changed, I would love to give them the benefit of the doubt, and I pray to God that they do change for the sake of my children and my friends, and, you know, so I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I cannot support people that are racist, and that's why I so appreciate that he apologized and was really honest about the things that he said in the past. So just enough, just don't bring it up anymore is all I'm trying to say. People want to forget the negative things they did in the past, and I do too. So
she said that earlier. Okay. And then she came back later and I guess realized whoops, that was stupid. And she apologized.
But she's a PR machine. Somebody got a hold of her, was like, this right here is not what you do, sweetie.
Yeah, it's stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, and
I really wanted to apologize to you guys and my fans for defending a situation yesterday that I really didn't know enough about. And I just feel a bit naive, and I do want to really apologize for me feeling like I had the right to say get over it in a situation that involves racism, and I just don't really feel like I have the right to speak on that. And I really, really, really am sorry. And I just, from the bottom of my heart, I was, and I've always been about just like positivity, and I've never just been a negative person. So my whole thing was like, hey guys, I don't want to see negativity in my timeline or my mentions. Let's just move forward. Let's like be positive and move past this. And I realized, like, I was a bit naive in saying that, and I'm not, like, going against my fans in any way. Like, I just was saying, like, let's get the negativity off my timeline. But, you know, I'm sorry. So I really am sorry, and I just want to move forward and be positive. And my last message is that just, I do believe that people are born to love and, like, born with love, and they're taught to hate. So I have always had hopes that, like, people can change and that people can learn to be better and do better and, you know, learn to find that love again. So never give up hope. That is my message for the day. And that's always what I've just been trying to say, is just that, like, I believe in people changing. I believe in people just being better, and, you know, I'll never give that up. I just want people to be positive.
All right. So what I find interesting too is I remember I went and found a post on my phone. She tweeted, she didn't tweet. She put this statement on her website, KimKardashianTheWest.com. And this was, you know, back when, Alton Sterling and Philando Castile got killed. This week we watched Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, two innocent black men, get senselessly murdered by police officers. Like a lot of you guys, I watched the videos and was appalled and completely heartbroken. I was left speechless, angry and numb. I want my children to grow up knowing that their lives matter. I do not ever want to have to teach my son to be scared of the police or tell him that he has to watch his back, because the people we are told to trust, the people who protect and serve, quote unquote, may not be protecting and serving him because of the color of his skin. Last thing we need is to fuel anger with more hate or violence, especially towards the many incredible police officers who risk their lives every single day to protect our families and communities. We must peacefully use the power of our voices and strength of our numbers to demand change in the judicial system so that brutality doesn't ever go unpunished. It's our responsibility as Americans and parents to create a safe future for our children. We must do something now. We must speak up until we are heard and real. Effective changes are made. Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, Eric Garner, Freddie Gray, Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, Sean Bell, and unfortunately so many more. Hashtags are not enough. We must end it. This must end now. And click here to find your legislator. Donate to Philando Castile's family. Donate to Alton Sterling's family. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Kim, what's the truth? Like, which one is which? Like, if those police officers were makeup artists, would it be okay? Like, I'm just trying to understand what the rules are for this type of situation. You know, you still got two black ass kids. You know, like, regardless of even having money and shit, they still gonna be judged for that shit. And just cause a nigga know how to to contour your face does not mean that it's okay, for this motherfucker to be a straight up racist, dog. So yeah, man, I had to give it 100. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know about you, but that's 100 to me.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's funny because I was on Twitter before we started the show, and I retweeted all these tweets I saw in the thread, but there was somebody that basically was in the same industry that was like, okay, so Kim is out here giving Jeffree Star this, you know, this boost, this, you know, this defense. And she was like, okay, but do y'all know what all he's done? You know, in order to be defending somebody, you should be, I mean, I don't think it's a lot to ask, but you should be familiar with whatever the fuck they said that they've done in order to be supported, you know. Matter of fact, I think I can find it here. This fucking my tweet deck started acting stupid as soon as I tried to open it. But yeah, it was just, you know, like, it was just a thread, and the whole thread was basically like, yeah, so what about when this motherfucker said this shit? What about when he said that shit? It's like, yeah, it's not one mistake. It's not something where you just go, whoops, you know, my bad. It wasn't a, you know, cause people have indiscretions, and it's up to other people how they feel about that shit. I am not really the most hardcore stone. Like, I don't ever forgive, but, you know, at the same time, you know, there's some stuff where you're like, that's not even the same as one time I said some shit, I made a joke and it wasn't taken well, it wasn't, no, some of this shit is just straight up evil, you know. So yeah, okay, the person was Maya Angelique on Twitter, whose handle is Maya A. Monroe. Says, never forget Jeffree Star, quote unquote, joking about throwing battery acid on a black woman to make her skin lighter so it'll match with her foundation. Mm. Never forget Jeffree Star calling a girl a nigger repeatedly before getting the video taken down. As a black woman and a makeup lover, I refuse to give my money to that type of person. Y'all better start doing your research on these companies and girls before you give them your money, honey. Don't forget that Jeffree was talking shit and using racial slurs about both Mexicans and black people either. Or when he said two Negroes and one tranny hoe. Or when he cussed out a teenager for accidentally bumping into her, calling her a bitch. Or when he was on Snapchat and Twitter thugging, calling makeup by Sheila a cunt and a bitch, threatening to drag her, calling her a rat, etc. Don't worry, babies, I came with receipts. And she did come with receipts. Jeffree Star saying two Negroes and one tranny hoe, talking about throwing battery acid on black women, being completely racist. Mm. YouTube video. punching a woman and getting banned from Pride Toronto, the blog where they covered that. The blog where Jeffree says the n-word and used racial slurs against Mexicans before he got the video deleted, the description box of the video before he got it deleted. Mm. Yeah, and it's a video where the description of what was in the video, you know, of course it's gone. Jeffree cussing out and swatting off a teenage fan. More problematic tweets and shit he had. I'd rather look like a tranny any day than a fucking man. Watching my friend beat down some wannabe tranny tonight was amazing. That's just the ones about trans, that's just transphobic shit that, you know, who knows what else has been said and deleted. So yeah, just funny. How motherfuckers look in the light, but that's 100, man. So, and Karen, you said 100 already, right? Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Let's do to another one. A Fox News guest, this is the new thing they're doing now. Not new, but they've been doing it for a while. But Fox News, since they're under so much turmoil with all this shit now, I really feel like they farm out their more problematic opinions to their guests. Like, let's go get somebody that'll mm-hmm. say the craziest shit we can possibly imagine, the most offensive shit. And
we won't be responsible.
And then we'll go, oh, they're just a guest. You know, like, it's not like they host a show on our network. We just invited them in. But they're a guest that's an expert on what exactly?
Nothing.
Right. They're always just a guest who will say the most inflammatory, racist, homophobic, xenophobic, bigoted, anti-Muslim type shit or whatever, you know, just they're always willing to say something like fucked up about gay people or black people. And it's like, no, not a guest on. And especially if it's a guest that's in the group,
right,
that they're talking about, it's like, yeah, we just had a guest on, and hey, they're a black person. They said Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group and the police are right. I don't understand what the problem is. I mean, they were just a guest on the show. It's not like we did anything. We didn't make them say that. Well, in the latest one, they apparently had a guest on who said the LGBT rainbow flag is just as offensive as the Confederate flag. They represent the exact same thing. Mm. Yeah, and from the picture, it appears to be a black woman that said this shit. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. How much do they even
racism
pay?
Racism is evil.
No.
And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
There's the president in the White House yesterday once again condemning the violence in Charlottesville on Saturday, this time naming some of the hate groups involved. But that apparently not good enough for some on the political left. Here to discuss is Star Parker, founder and president of the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, joins us from our nation's capital. Star, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Center for Urban. Urban. Mm-hmm. She black.
Morning.
Let's start at the beginning. Did you think that the president's comments on Saturday, the day of this particular event, were too vague and not appropriate?
No, actually, I thought they were very appropriate and on point. The point at that point was that the alt-right and the alt-left met in an American city over a very local issue. It escalated into a riot very quickly, and he needed to calm it down before it spread across the country. No, he was exactly on point. There is an alt-right, and there is a alt-left, and this war between the two sides has been going on for an awful long time.
You're describing a culture war, Star.
It is a culture war. And when you think about it, David Duke, he thinks that the president is dog whistling him that we're going to go back to the Confederacy is just as wrong as the hard left that thinks that this country is not about traditions, limited.
I don't know why that froze on my screen. One thing I'll say, it's amazing how they've invented this alt left.
Which is not a fucking thing.
They just invented it. Like, well, there has to be two sides. They've gone so far to say there has to be two sides. They invented a side. There is no alt left. There is no online movement of leftists organizing and doing violence and rioting and shit. There is no opposite side to this. But that's the president's defense. So that's going to be Fox News and coons like this woman's defense as well.
A alt-left, and this war between the two sides has been going on for.
Also, I'm sorry to keep stopping. Why does it sound like she's reading a fucking hostage statement? There is a alt-left, and there is the president that has decided.
She might be reading the prompt. I don't know.
I don't like. Is this a CGI? Is this like a robot? Is this like a? Have y'all created a CGI, like some sort of robot animatronic black person thing? Yeah, boot up the machine and make it read a statement. Why can't she talk right?
She like Rick and Morty, how they did, whatchamacallit that time for 2 weeks, 3 weeks they were gone.
Yes. Oh my God. She does sound like when Rick and Morty, when Rick replaced Morty in Summer with robots. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
An awful long time.
You're describing a culture war, Star.
It is a culture war. And when you think about it, David Duke, he thinks that the president is dog whistling him that we're going to go back to the Confederacy is just as wrong as the hard left that thinks that this country is not about traditions, limited government, open and free markets, and e pluribus unum, many becoming one, not the multiculturalism and diversity that they keep promoting. No, there is a cultural war, and it is escalating, and so Americans must rally around mm-hmm. the fact that we do not want to...
Not the multicultural... and diversity that you're on little. This is one of the things that's very ironic about like the Fox News stuff. Honest to God, I think it's easy for people on the right and Republicans and shit to believe in stuff like, oh, they only hired this person because they're black. They only did this because it's a woman. They only did that because it's somebody Asian. They just did this because they're gay. You know why? Because they literally do stuff that way. Like, they really were like, okay, guys, we have to find a black person that will say this racist shit. We can't just have a channel full of white people saying this racist shit. Find a black woman that will come in, say this racist shit, support the racism of the president, and then it'll be like fairness. Anyway, I'm not gonna finish playing this. Point being 100 for me.
Yeah, 100, yeah. And it's one of the things, just like with the Coke and Crown sisters that were marching around with the wigs on when Trump was going around.
Oh,
find out they paid them.
Yeah, they got paid. Yeah,
Golden Sprinkle, whatever their stupid names is.
I think it's something in silk. Diamond and silk. Is it Diamond and Silk?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I don't know.
What's their names? Yeah,
they paid them chicks.
Silk and Diamond?
Yeah, remember how when it came out, everybody was like, they got to be paid, because who the hell would do this?
Yeah, I don't even remember the fucking names of them folks, man.
Diamond and Pearl, it was somebody.
Something like that. Also, my chat froze. I got to refresh. Sorry, guys. Right back. Anyway, neo-Nazi apparently got chased from a neighborhood pool after arguing with lifeguards and calling one of them a nigger. Just take a swim in the pool, say something racist to the lifeguard, the person that's there to save everybody's life. You know how it is. But you know, it's not related to the president or who's in office or any of that. Can't blame Trump.
Yeah, you know how it is, the history of black people in pools, how they used to pour acid in the pools.
All right, I'm almost back on screen, just letting it load. But according to Popville, a shirtless man sporting visible drawings on his body of swastikas. Yeah, because who gives those tattoos, and why is that okay? Upside down crosses and 666 meandered into Rumsey Aquatic Center and began to use an outlet to charge an electronic device. A comment shared on the Mothers of Hill listserv notes, I just stopped by my local pool in Eastern Market to swim laps. It is temporarily closed because a guy with a swastika tattoo on his abdomen entered the pool today and called a lifeguard the N-word, and a brawl ensued. The other swimmers I spoke to said there was blood and they broke the glass at the lifeguard stand. I saw the white supremacist with the swastika tattoo sitting on the sidewalk in front of the pool being interviewed by 3 D.C. police with my own eyes. The comment was confirmed by the District of Columbia Department of Parks and Rec in a statement reading, several guests raised concerns to DPR lifeguards about the individual being at the pool deck but not using the pool. A DPR lifeguard responded by trying to speak with the individual. At this point, the individual came irate, repeatedly aggressively using offensive language towards the lifeguard. As the situation began to escalate, the second lifeguard intervened and the police were called. Once officers from the Protective Services Division arrived, the individual was escorted out the facility. The pool remained closed for about 30 minutes after the incident, while staff cleaned up glass from a door window that was accidentally broken while the second lifeguard was assisting with the de-escalation of the situation. To be clear, there was no physical contact between the individual who was asked to leave and any staff or guests at the facility.
Also, he was brought on with somebody else.
Yep, another one is the event tied it directly to President Trump. Writing on the Rumsey Aquatic Center Facebook page, I've been going to the same pool in D.C. for 5 years. Today, someone drew swastikas and Nazi symbols on themselves before showing up to the pool. When asked to cover offensive language, the man began using racist epithets towards the lifeguards. It's not hard to draw a line between the leader of our country not taking sides in Charlottesville and events like today. It must stop, he continued. Yep, 100 for me, Karen.
Same.
Pretty blatant open racism there. There's supposed to be a White Lives Matter protest at Texas A&M University on September 11th. Here's my question. Do y'all recruit black people to play for your sports teams or nah? Because this seems short-sighted.
Yeah, because if I was considering going there, I wouldn't be anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me y'all start losing recruits.
A white nationalist group is planning a White Lives Matter protest for September 11th on the campus of Texas A&M University. Organizer Preston Wigginton said that he was inspired by Saturday's Unite the Right event in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Told you it was going to spark, man. It's one of the things where, I would definitely, my child wouldn't go there.
Mm-hmm.
No. You might not come back. I might see you hung on television. That's one place you're not gonna go. Pick somewhere else.
Wigginton said the event was will protest the liberal agenda of white guilt and white genocide that is taught at most all universities in America. Texas A&M said the school does not promote or agree with the organized ideas or actions. In a statement, Charles Schwertner pledged to personally protest the event, which he said does not reflect the values of Texas A&M or the people of Texas. While the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution protects the rights of these groups to assemble and espouse their hateful, narrow-minded worldview, it also protects my right to publicly speak out against it. And that's exactly what I plan to do with these groups when they come to College Station next month, he said. 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are saying it was canceled, but it don't matter, just for the fact that they were even having the probability of allowing it to happen.
Right. Let's see.
Yeah, and you know, kind of as a parent, man, summer school's in session, so you know, black children go to summer schools. All of a sudden, like they was talking about in Charlottetown, you in summer school, and all of a sudden you see a fucking Klan rally in the middle of your campus.
Right. Mom claims that her daughter's sweet 16 at swim club was ruined by racist members. Dominique Schuller with Tamir Jackson during their sweet 16 party. Oh, okay, that's the picture. Let me see if I can put the picture up for you guys so y'all can see the sweet little baby that was just trying to go for a swim. You know, that's all. Anyone see the thing the professor wrote, is this is a cause to go to HBCUs? I did not see that. You know, it's interesting though. I mean, technically, I guess their right to assemble, they could assemble on an HBCU too.
Bring their asses over there if they want to. You fuck around and go to HBCU, and most HBCUs are in the hood too. So you deal with the students and you deal with the non-students.
Run up, get done up.
Yeah, because that's one place they ain't gonna go.
Yeah, but they could.
Technically, I mean, yeah, they could.
A lot of these, some HBCUs aren't private. You could roll up on there and, you know, assemble. Use your right to free speech to assemble and see what happens. I mean, if you want to, you know, I mean, if that's a thing that you would think you would be into, I can't speak for you, white supremacists, but maybe you want to make a statement, you know, to our faces, you know, rather than, you know, virtually with egg avatars or in these little ass white towns where there ain't no police presence and shit like that. Maybe you need to come, you know, maybe you want to say that, maybe you want to get it off your chest, you know, maybe. I don't know. It don't seem to be happening, I guess. Every mom wants her daughter's sweet 16 party to be filled with happy memories, but one Philadelphia mom says her daughter's celebration at a local swim club left the girl in tears. Nakia K. Dawkins, a West Philadelphia resident who owns a daycare facility in Winfield, booked Drexel Swim Club in Broome Mall on August 4th for her daughter Dominique Schuller, a straight A student, a dance major at the high school for the creative and performing arts.
Go ahead, straight A's, baby.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, little girl.
You deserve that party. I wouldn't mind spending over. You make straight A's, yeah, we gonna have you a party, baby.
Come on. So yeah, Dawkins says that she had joined the club a few weeks before and thought it would be a great place for Dominique and her friends to dance, swim, and have a good time. But problems began, she says, almost immediately. As soon as the DJ she booked, Dominique and about 50 other girls' friends, almost all who were black, showed up. As soon as they showed up, while the DJ was setting up, Dawkins claims an older white female member of the club, Dawkins recalls that there were no black people at the club other than her group, told her that she couldn't have her party out in the front of by the pool and that she was supposed to set up way in the back. But Dawkins says the club instructed her to set up right where she was because the cheerleading group had booked the space at the rear end of the property. The woman and another member persisted complaining to Dawkins and the DJ that they were going to ruin the day for other people at the pool. Once the music started, things went downhill quickly. Dominique, who picked a bunch of hip-hop songs that she and her friends loved dancing to,
right,
the DJ was told to play the radio versions, i.e. no profanity, but Dawkins admitted that one song slipped through with some expletives in it, Dreams and Nightmares by Philly rapper Meek Mill. More members approached the monitor complaining, and Dawkins says she was apologetic and that she had to talk to the DJ to make sure it didn't happen again. But the complaints continued over noise and tempers flare, says Dawkins. Members told her to turn down the music. She said she did. Then another member came up and said to turn it down more. She said she did. Then the manager stepped in and told her to turn down the music because the members were complaining to them. This continued until Dawkins got fed up and said she wasn't turning down any further. Right. It was almost inaudible at that point, she insists. At Drexel Swim Club, manager reached by phone Friday morning, declined to answer any questions about the incident. She claims that one woman started shouting, "You don't belong here." Dawkins remembers another saying, "Go back to your own neighborhood." And finally, "This is our swimming pool. Go the fuck back where you came from." "It was really obscene," said Dawkins. "I've honestly never witnessed anything like that in my life." When the members first started telling them they didn't belong there, Dawkins said that her daughter naively told her mom, "I thought you said we were members here." She wasn't grasping the concept that this was racism on display.
Right.
Babies grow up so fast.
Sometimes children don't always make those connections.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying it's sad that that's going to be one of her first recollections of racism.
We just came to party. What's happening here?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying it's sad that that's going to be one of her first recollections of racism. Like,
correct.
That's the thing I think that a lot of black kids go through where we don't even recognize because it just doesn't compute, because racism doesn't really make sense until you experience it. Then you're just like, oh, that was racist. Finally, someone pulled the plug on the DJ. No one's quite sure who. And Dawkins and the other members exchanged words. The police were called, but by that time they arrived, Dawkins and the kids are outside the swim club. No arrests were made. It was over by the time we got there, said the police chief, Tom Murray. We spoke with the mom, who was very upset because she believed they were treated with racism and disrespect, but this really wasn't a police matter. Dawkins says the Drexel Swim Club revoked her membership, and she was contacted by 6 lawyers who want to meet with her.
They revoked it?
Yeah. Meanwhile, she has a petition circulating on change.org. "I want people to understand that racism is never okay. It's up to 3,000 signatures in just 2 days. I hate racist people, Dawkins tells us. I have no time for them, and I usually ignore them, but you mess my little girl. That's another story entirely." Mm-hmm. Or she put it on Facebook. It was a picture of a lioness protecting her cubs. She said, "Me, if you mess with my children, that's Diamond and Peanut in the back." that's so black. Diamond and Peanut in the back, just know I don't play about mines. Hashtag mommy protects. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a problem on their hand, because the thing is, it's a lot of lawyers. They seen that. They was like, you know what? We'll do it for you. How much? In fact, we know you're going to make money off of this, because you paid the fees. You did everything you were supposed to. These people showed their asses. And then you had the nerve to revoke it. You hadn't had it that long, so you revoked it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm following the instructions that you gave me.
Them lawyers trying to get that come up for free.
Yeah,
that's an open and shut case of discrimination.
They're like, you know, we do a pro bono. We just want to get our name out there, baby.
Going to the next session. We'll be right back, guys, and we'll start our white people wind down. You guys know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a second. All right, into the green room. Wait, did I already? No, I hit the wrong button. Okay, now I'm in the green room. And turn on my camera and invite these coons back to the party. There we go. And then I need to put you back on screen and then we can get started. There we go, invite on screen. And let me pull up my cover, because I know these Negroes love a good white people cover of a song. All right, and I'm going live now. All right, cool. So we should be about to be live on the scene. All right, cool. I'm on the screen. I'm about to share my screen so y'all can get some of this hot, sweet new theme music for white people news. I know y'all love some white people news, and y'all love when I add a song. Many of y'all always let me know the next day on Twitter, like, I love, thank you, Rod, so much. And some of y'all like to play like y'all don't like it, which is so good. You know, you guys are so funny. It's cute, really. You know, people are like, I don't like it, Rod. Oh, this is the worst one ever. I hate it. This is terrible. I'm like, oh, it's terrible. Gosh, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Now, we told you that's what happened when you don't vote in the polls.
Yeah, well, you know what? The poll was scientific, and it really showed us what the truth was, you know? So I don't really want to hear it, you know? I got to let this ad play in the background. Shout out to them. And then we'll get into white people news and read our own ads. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Here's the song.
Yo.
First of all, this dude is excited. Okay.
I don't know about you, but I'm from the 90s.
Okay, me too.
This is a song from the 90s. Ooh, where they at? By the way, my name is Jeremy Ginsburg. Thanks for checking out my YouTube channel.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Where I give you new videos every single Monday. Sometimes they're going to be covers. Sometimes they're going to be original. Sometimes it's going to be freestyle.
This is a long intro, Jeremy.
This song right here.
Can we hurry up?
By Nelly called Ride With Me. Ooh. If you wanna go and take a
ride with me.
Oh shit.
Hey, must be the money.
Thicky thick,
you like him that way. The Goldies, oh why? Must be the money. Is that a Kwanzaa guitar string band?
I've been trying to figure out. I ain't know what it was. I thought it was like Hispanic, Mexican.
Oh. Must be the money. And it's Israel soccer jersey. You know, the Jews are always stealing from our music.
He did, like, he might be brown.
He might be Jewish, you know. Must be the money. That other verse sound like it might be on the remix.
Throwback Nelly for
you. What's the rest of this video for? It's
I
fucking
don't know.
Another minute and a half of what is he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, also, I had toast today. It was good.
Feel happier and better about yourself.
Okay. All right. That's enough, Jeremy. Thanks, Jeremy. We appreciate you, bro.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the intro.
Mm-hmm. I thought his audio was a little off. I could have used a better audio, to be honest with you guys. He needs a mic.
Yeah.
For his mouth. But you know what? We appreciate the offer. We appreciate the guy. Oh, I forgot we gotta do that Shout Man too. Sheriff is we sick boss Clark says he's proud of Trump's Charlottesville response. Not gonna play the video, but that's his man's. Of course he'd be proud. That's how you know the response was weak and racist, because a weak ass racist like Sheriff Clark would be proud of that shit. Panicked white supremacist renounced his beliefs the second he was confronted by a mass demonstrator. I wonder why. White power till you run up into some gloves, into some black fist. What happened? Why you ain't stick to your beliefs, dog? I mean, if you really believe that white power, I mean, shouldn't you have overpowered the people that didn't fuck with you? Or was you scared? It's a little different when you're not able to hide behind an egg. Yeah, new videos emerged of a white nationalist man quickly renouncing his ideology after being confronted by a mass Antifa demonstrator. The video, which was posted on YouTube Tuesday morning, shows a young blonde white man wearing a white polo shirt running away from a man in a mask who was chasing him. The man quickly pulled his shirt off and insisted that he wasn't actually a neo-Nazi.
We don't believe you.
I just bought this at Goodwill. I did not know. I'm so the egg on my face.
I mean, this is uniform, white shirts and khakis. This is what I wear to work every day.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really white power, man. I just came here for fun. Fuck, said the man. Oh, okay. This is what you consider fun.
Yeah, that's what.
Let me tell you something. If you consider white supremacist bullshit fun, then I consider whooping your ass to fun. We both playing the game. Ha ha. We now I'm in it too. It's like we both having fun. Oh, this is the video.
I'm not really white power, man. I just came to fun. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You can't just take your costume off.
Yeah, he was telling people. He was telling them to come over there. They started coming. He took his fucking shirt off and said, I was just doing it for fun. I'm not really white power. Come on, man.
So you can't just take your costume off.
This must be what the, this must be that I'm not racist. I'm just, you know, I'm not the real race. This must be what they mean by not the real racist.
Yeah, you better realize y'all ain't having this conversation online. Mm-hmm. This is like real life. Like you having this conversation and people are like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's why I'm actually being your face. You can't sit behind the keyboard.
I just play a racist on TV. It's not really me. Look, my mask off. Mask off. Fuck it. Mask off.
What the fuck is that?
You need to move back. You need to move back.
The police came in one of those SUV van type, like, you know, tank things, and told everybody to move back. I might say this boy.
Come on.
What happened?
Scared the shit out of me.
They said, what happened? He said, a bunch of guys scared the shit out of me.
So, you just came here for the fun?
For the fun.
Yeah, so you're not a real one.
He said he's here just for the fun.
It's from the
assembly. It's kind of a fun idea.
Which part?
Just being able to say, like, white power.
He said, it's a fun idea being able to say, white power, white power. But he's saying he ain't really a white power person. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was in jail.
For what?
The park and the sidewalks. You're to leave the immediate area.
You're a white supremacist until people start chasing you, and then you take the uniform off. So are you going to put it back on? Or put it?
Quite honest.
Yeah.
I love to be offensive. It's fun.
So he's like, he just does this because he loves to be offensive.
Cosplay.
I don't want to talk.
So, but are you going to put your white supremacist uniform back on? You took it off when people were chasing you. Okay.
Of course, he walked away. Yeah, that's y'all's man, is what I'm trying to say. That's his people's man. When I say he inspires shit, that's what I also mean. People that saw fun, saw Trump as fun. Hey, he's not safe. He doesn't say what you other people say. He says what people are thinking, shit like that. Y'all are part of it too, dog. You know, like that's these people are part of it too. After he condemned the alt-right hate group shit several times, while also saying it's on many sides and there's good people on both sides and there's hate on many sides and all this shit. After he did that, he also retweeted a far-right activist right after condemning it. Remember when I told y'all that he's there, Obama, and I'm not saying he's anywhere's whatever. But what I mean is the code switching.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he says something, but you kind of know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, he's on your side. As a black person, I felt that way about Obama. Sometimes he would say something, and I'd be like, okay, that's non-committal language in front of these white folks. But then he'd do some real black shit, and I'm like, that... for lack of better terms, he's a nigga. He get it. Like, I don't, you know, he says, you know, Trayvon Martin could, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin, which is the nicest fucking way possible of saying, white folks, I'm black, and I care when I see a young black person get killed in the streets. And I will always care because I'm black. It's the nicest way of saying that. But wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know, he's not going to come out and just be like what I just said. He's going to say it in a way that's palpable to white people where they won't lose their shit. Either way, they still lost their shit. Get jokes on us, right? Jokes on him. This is very much what Trump does. Comes out, makes a non-committal statement. Then he starts retweeting alt-right activists. Talking about, I think the tweet was even about like Chicago. 39 shootings in Chicago this weekend, 9 deaths, no national media coverage. Outrage, why is that? Right. Right. CEOs are outraged after Charlottesville, but only Merck quits Trump's council. Now, I don't know if this is current because I heard more people quit his council since then. I heard a black dude quit his council and got lit up. Trump tweeted about him, but then the white dude left, the dude from Uber, I think, and Trump didn't say shit about him.
Come on.
Trump criticized black CEO by name before mentioning white supremacist. Of course. We know what's important now. Frazier's message was clear when he left. America's leaders must honor our fundamental values by clearly rejecting expressions of hatred, bigotry, and group supremacy. Trump quickly responded by bashing Frazier. He tweeted that Merck CEO will have more time, to lower rip-off drug prices. Hours later, Trump denounced KKK, neo-Nazi, and white supremacists as repugnant.
We don't believe you. You're talking right out of both sides of your mouth, actually.
Yeah, I think the Under Armour dude said he was going to quit or something. I don't know. Yeah, he did. He said he's going to step down. CEO Brian Krznach said it for INTC and Tech 30, said in a blog post that he would also be resigning. So yep, there you go. You got all these CEOs leaving the businessman president. There's a rumor that that racist dude Steve Bannon might lose his job by the end of the week. We'll see. There's so much turnover and turmoil, who knows with all that shit, and they'll just replace him with another racist.
Of course.
Ex-KKK leader David Duke had a meltdown after Trump condemns white supremacists in Charlottesville.
What are we talking about here?
He said, it's amazing to see how the media is able to bully the president of the United States into going along with their fake news narrative. He said, it's just ridiculous. President Trump, please, for God's sakes, don't feel like you need to say these things, Duke admonished in the video. It's not going to do you any good. He also stuck up for James Alex Fields, 20, the white nationalist motorist accused of ramming his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing Heather Heyer, 32. When you're under attack, you panic, you do things that are stupid, and you do things that are wrong. That's what y'all voted for.
The person in the car was under attack.
That's what he said. If you see the video, it's not what happened.
I ain't see it, and I believe y'all.
I've seen it, and I'm telling you. Okay. I've seen it.
I take your word.
The suspect in there, the dude who hit the people with the car, he displayed quote-unquote troubling behavior before all this. Even being accused of beating his mother. His mother, who thought he was just going to a rally and not overtly racist thing. I bring shit up like this because I do want people to recognize one of these crazy mass, you know, tried to kill a bunch of people, and he had violence towards a woman in his past.
Come on,
that shit is a trend. You can take that shit to the bank.
Come on.
As far, the other thing I was bringing up was they be knowing these motherfuckers are fucked up.
Yeah, they do.
And they let their children, because it's her child, not because he's a child in actual life. Yeah. They let this grown ass man walk out the door unchallenged, no one intervenes. This is why you cannot believe in the fundamental good nature of white people. Because too many of them don't say shit. They just go along with this shit. And then when this motherfucker's out here harming people, they be like, he had a troubled past. Y'all knew about all of it. Y'all didn't do shit. There was no intervention at any level. Apparently espoused Nazi ideology at school. He had a military career that ended in less than 4 months. On Saturday.
Less than 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
He had a white shirt and the shield that bore the symbol of the so-called alt-right. He's expected to appear in court. Spent most of his life in Northern Kentucky and was raised near Cincinnati. His father was killed in a car accident in 1996, months before he was born. Yeah, these white fathers, they dropped the ball. These fatherless boys. He was very quiet little boy. He's just treating this as a family issue. We're devastated as family. We really are praying for the victims of their families. We are so sorry this happened, said his mama. Oh wait, that's not his mama. Pam Fields, that's his aunt. Okay, his mama said that she did not regularly discuss politics with her son and that he had not expressed extremist views, but others who knew him, especially in his teenage years, said that his demeanor and opinions had troubled them for years. On many occasions, there were times he would scream obscenities, whether it was about Hitler or racial slurs. A woman who attended middle school with him said, a woman who requested anonymity because she feared retaliation, said he mostly kept to himself, didn't start fights or try to fight, but she described him as exceptionally odd and an outcast to be for sure. He wasn't afraid to make you feel unsafe, said the woman who was among students who said Mr. Fields had made them feel unnerved. As a freshman at Randall K. Cooper High School, he wrote a report that one teacher recalled felt very much along the party lines of the neo-Nazi movement. A lot of boys get interested in Germans and Nazis because they're interested in World War II. But James took it to another level. A very bright kid, but very misguided and disillusioned. He enlisted in the army after he graduated from high school. Military records show his service lasts less than 4 months. He was released from active duty due to failure to meet training standards. Mr. Fields, Colonel Johnson said, was never awarded a military occupational skill, nor was he assigned to a unit outside of basic training. They said his ideology was unclear on Sunday, but his Facebook page included memes and symbols associated with neo-Nazis. So I wonder what could his motivation have been, y'all. Maybe he just really liked going fast in cars. Come on, fuck out of here.
Right. And not since we're talking about neo-Nazis, I was listening to NPR and they were saying that they have a spike and neo-Nazis actually joining the military. They were saying at one period of time they was actually weeding them out. Mm-hmm. And because people were open to be like, I am neo-Nazi, and they would have swastikas and stuff, so they would basically kick them out. But they were saying basically the military was like, hey, we actually need people. So mm-hmm. they started lowering the standards and allowing them to come back in. And up at I think it was Fort Bragg, they had a huge incident where been some years ago where a black family ended up getting killed, and it ended up going back to the neo-Nazi group that was actually in the military. They were stealing their equipment and weapons and stuff and going out and killing people.
Wow.
And so people failed to realize, and like, that shit is real. And so when you hear people in the military talk about this, it's real. When you hear black people in the military, you know, gay people, transgender people bring up these issues, because normally if you're racist, all these other isms are relatives, cousins, friends, family members, they all kind of go together. Normally you don't have one without a stringing out to one of these other groups. And so I don't think people fail to realize it infiltrates every part of society.
Trump is now seriously considering pardoning notorious racist Sheriff Jeff Arpaio. Yep. But he condemns the ugly, repugnant racism, but he gonna pardon one of the most bigoted racists. A person that's going to jail for racism. Because he wouldn't stop targeting brown people after the law told him not to. But that's who the president is considering pardoning. Okay. I don't care about that story. Kind of already covered that. Kind of already said about there's blame on both sides and good people on both sides shit. I don't care. Thousands protest across America to denounce hate, racism, and white supremacy after, you know, kind of gave me the feeling of the pussy ad march, to be honest.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah, don't care. Yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. A bunch of celebrities came out and tweeted about this shit. Some of it just patently ridiculous because of who the celebrities are, and I'm just like,
sometimes it's best to say nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even want to say nothing because it's weird, because people will say, when you don't say anything, they're like, you don't say nothing no other time. So I understand, as a celebrity, there's a lot of pressure both ways.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
Like, it's easy to be like, well, just don't say shit. Then they don't. And then people go, well, you don't care about these things. If you say something and it ain't perfect, your ass is getting fried anyway.
Oh, correct.
But anyway, I thought this was interesting. Some of the stupid shit they said. Miley Ray Cyrus was just recently blamed hip hop, for,
her troubles. She done put on a sweater and some sandals and went off in her whiteness.
Right. If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. Sending love to all in Hilden, to those injured, and a picture of the woman who was killed.
Right, and that's another reason why, in my opinion, not to get off topic, but a lot of them spoke out too, is because the victim was a white woman. If the victim would have been anybody brown, they would not have gave a fuck.
Ellen DeGeneres tweeted, "Is this America now?"
Yeah, you asked me.
Yes, and it has always been.
Yeah, you ask most black people, that's what they'll say. They say nothing has changed.
Yeah, is this America now? We cannot let this stand. Charlottesville. Madonna shared a snap of Virginia police officers standing feet away from the fascist protesters during the KKK rally and giving a Nazi salute. We saw that, and she put, "Why is this happening? Why is our government protecting these people? This is the land of the free and home of the brave." And for the record, I don't remember. There's been controversy about that picture was not taken during this rally, and there's a controversy about when it was taken and where it was taken, but people think it was from Charlottesville, but at another KKK rally like a few months back.
Okay.
Kamal Nanjiani says threat of nuclear war was the second scariest thing about this week. John Legend said he saw Speaker Ryan tweeted, "Our hearts are with today's victims. White supremacy is a scourge. This hate and this terrorism must be confronted and defeated." John Legend said, "Impeach the white supremacists in the White House or shut the fuck up." My nigga.
Right?
Patricia Arquette said, "A GoFundMe has been set up for DeAndre Harris viciously beaten at Charlottesville." I think she meant GoFundMe, but thanks for trying to help. And she had retweeted Yesha Callahan. Who, you know, Aisha, we've had on the show before.
Mm-hmm. She good people.
Marshall Ali just tweeted out a picture with no words of Martin Luther King being arrested by the police. Some people was mad about that too. Like, if all you gonna do is talk about a picture or a quote from Martin Luther King and shut your black ass up and shit like that. But I don't know if they meant him or not, but apparently a few people did that. I think Kevin Hart. Lady Gaga tweeted at real Donald Trump and tell him how you think he could hashtag be kind to be a better leader. Hashtag this is not us. Hashtag be kind. Hashtag Charlottesville. Hashtag POTUS. Yeah, it is us. I don't know what you're talking about. This y'all. This is y'all.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, is white people don't want to accept the reality that it's them. So
right. The picture she tweeted also looked like a motherfucking picture from a screenshot from that Pepsi ad with the Kardashian girl. She also said, how do you think it's best to solve the world's problem? Hashtag it's not us. Hashtag Charlottesville. Hashtag be kind. And then the poll she made on Twitter was be kind or be violent. 78% of people said be kind. 22% said be violent. I'm assuming black people was in the 22%. Fuck what she talking about. Mark Hamill said, come together as one. Even you losers, haters, Mexican rapists, heroes, in quotes, who were captured, women who are less than 10s, the line and low energy. And he was retweeting Donald Trump, basically saying like, yeah, we supposed to come together under you. You're not a unifying figure. Look at all this other shit you done said already.
Right.
But you talking about something. It's time to come together and see what we condemn all the hate stands for. Shut the fuck up. You are a hater. J.K. Rowling said, also retweeted the president's statement, we all must be united and condemn all the hate that hate stands for. There's no place for this kind of violence in America. Let's come together. That's what Donald Trump said. She retweeted and said, new from Hallmark, platitudes for the Nazi mob in your life.
Aww.
Ivanka Trump said, 1-2, there should be no place in society for racism, white supremacy, and neo-Nazis. And Jenny Slate said, tell your dad to mention this when addressing our nation after the terrifying violent events of Friday night. Tell him he's wrong. Zendaya said, all caps, call it what it is. It is terrorism.
That's what I'm talking about.
Rose McGowan found, there was a Twitter account called Yes, You're Racist. This charming Nazi is Pete Teft of Fargo, North Dakota, spotted at Your Ninja's video. And they found this information. And Rose McGowan said, racist be named and shamed, all courtesy of at your racist. Yes, you're racist. Seth Rogen said, by the way, fuck these Nazi motherfuckers. Hashtag Charlottesville. Pat Noswald said, Charlottesville isn't sad. Charlottesville is fine. It's the Nazis in Charlottesville that are sad and evil. You drip. Saying that to Donald Trump. Demi Lovato said, my heart is broken no matter how uncomfortable it is. We must pay attention and we must speak out against hate, racism, and violence. Tyra Banks says, in the words of Marvin Gaye, what's going on? Nigga. What? Tyra. That's what you say when you haven't, what? what's going on? What happened, y'all? Olivia Wilde said, my heart breaks for Heather Heyer, murdered for standing up for love. Hatred cannot smother her flame. We will love harder in her name. Rest in peace. Okay, Olivia. Janelle Monet said, rest in peace, baby girl. You passed a true hero. Hashtag Heather Heyer. Albert Brooks says, Trump condemns violence on many sides. Right. The rock they threw at the Klan was truly horrible. Yeah, and that's what all the celebrities had to say. At least the ones that put in that article.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Melania condemned the violence in Charlottesville.
We don't believe you either, baby. We don't believe you. You're racist too.
Mm-hmm. Now there is some good white people news in that Charlemagne.
Okay.
Wanna bring some brightness to people's lives. But I need to find the right thing to, let's see, how about, I need some music for this. You know, how about this? I mean, you guys know it. Yeah, so they been identifying some of these races.
Yes, they have.
And they been losing their jobs.
Yes, they have.
Woo-hoo! Come on. Celebrate. Celebrate good times. Come on. Let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here. That's right. This one dude lost his job. He said, I'm not a racist. I just play one on TV. I guess he should have took off his motherfucking Nazi uniform like that dude in that video we just played.
Come on.
Because his company disagrees. They said, you know what, buddy? Y'all are racist. There was a dude that got fired. He got fired because he sent a comedian an unhinged rant about wear faith loving niggers. He's a fan of Donald Trump. He's recently fired from his job after sending a racist message to comedian Gary Owen. The Trump supporter Joseph Lanham went to Owen's show Saturday night in Florida. And he apparently became upset when Owen started making fun of the president. At one point, I was doing a Trump joke. He said, yeah, there's more of us than there is of them. And he kept talking, so I kicked him out of my show. This is what he sent me on Facebook. Owen then showed three racist messages from Lanham, the first of which read, You're at a nigga living piece of shit, and we are paying you for your wear faith loving niggers. He sends his message to on Facebook. Now everybody knows who you are. I hope your boss sees it and you get it if you got a job. But that $40 you spent on a ticket to see me, I'm going to donate it to the NAACP, you racist fuck. According to NBC2, Lanham was fired from his job as vice president of sales for National Roofing of Collier. His wife was also fired from the same company. Damn, you got your wife fired? Oh, the bad news. Oh, she must have. Ooh. Can you imagine they come to your desk? What I got to go for? You married him. He'll tell you in the car, I guess.
Yeah. You will let him tell you the news.
Damn. His former boss, Ralph Goddard, said the racist message angered him. He also said the company was even threats over it. I was fearful for my employees to even come in this morning because I didn't know what to expect, he said.
Right.
Lanham told NBC2 he's not a racist. He blamed his racist behavior on alcohol. Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, when I get drunk, I like to do things like lay down and go to sleep. apparently some people like to become racist.
Right, these companies don't want to deal with the backlash that, like, they don't want to deal with that. Like, you got to go.
Right. Like, I'm supposed to feel bad for you, bro?
Right. They was like, I pay you a paycheck, but I have to deal with the general public.
Right. Like, what are the rules to this? That I'm, oh, he just got a little drunk, y'all. It's okay. You just, sometimes he calls people welfare, wear faith. He didn't get any of that right. Wear faith, loving niggers. And you know, guys, you know how it is. You come home, you had a couple too many. Next thing you know, you're sending a direct message to your favorite comedian just to say.
With your name on it and everything.
Yeah, with your government name on it. Just fuck it, right? A Ridgefield man is out of a job following this photo next to the alleged Charlottesville killer.
Well, damn.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Think I'm supposed to feel bad for you, bruh? Nope. Lose that job. You don't need to be working. What the fuck? There's no skill you can have that would possibly be needed. Well, yeah. None of these motherfuckers will get fired if they ever get fired from, you know, the National Try to Stop AIDS Committee. You ever notice that? They never work in the Curing Cancer Research Department. They always work at some bullshit job they need to be fired from anyway. Yeah, Ridgefield man.
Their co-workers probably been complaining about their asses for years.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I'm going to sip some more wine. Mm-mm-mm. A Ridgefield man is out of a job after a New York Times photograph of him standing next to James Alex Fields Jr., the man who authorities say killed a 32-year-old woman. And he got the same haircut as him, by the way.
Come on, that 53%.
They love that alt-right haircut. Nah, it ain't 53% for white men. It's something different.
I don't know what you call that haircut then.
They call it the fashy for the fashionable fascist.
Ooh, the fashy.
Yep. But look, you might win some, but y'all just lost one job.
Yes, y'all did.
He apparently was standing next to the man who killed a 32-year-old woman and injured 19 other people by driving a car into a crowd. Charleston area residents lambasted Nigel Crofter, 27, on social media Monday for his participation in the white supremacist rally where Heather Heyer, 32, was killed and two on-duty Virginia state troopers died in a helicopter crash. The white nationalists converged on the college town of Charlottesville last weekend to protest plans to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from a local park. The protesters bearing torches as they marched through the University of Virginia campus Friday night comprised neo-Nazi skinheads and members of the Ku Klux Klan, the Associated Press reported. I've been through it all. I'm not ashamed for standing what I believe in, Crofter said Monday on his Facebook message exchange with the Post and Courier. Every man has a duty to determine for himself what he believes is right and wrong. Yep. Mm-hmm. And in the days since the rally rocked the country, some social media users have created Twitter and Facebook accounts for the sole purpose of identifying and shaming white supremacists who partook in the last weekend's events. On Monday, it didn't take long before one of the virtual vigilante accounts were alerted to a photo of Crofter at the rally standing beside the man accused of hitting and killing a counter-protester with a car. Crofter confirmed to the Post and Courier that is indeed him shown in the photo. Yeah, that's the thing. They not ashamed. He resides in Ridgefield and was a welder and mechanic at Limehouse and Sons, Inc. His page also trumpets racist and neo-Nazi ideologies, all of which are ideals, Crofter said Monday he firmly stands behind. But keep in mind, they was letting him have a job all this time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not till now that he lost his job.
Yeah, because jobs don't care until they lose money. Mm-hmm. If it don't make money, it don't make sense. You got to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you look on Facebook, anyone commenting who have known me in person know that I'm a good person. They also know my beliefs. I'm very open about them, he says, Facebook exchange. Even people from Park Circle and the Mill knew that. And it wasn't until this weekend that people feel the need to say something to virtue signal. Yeah, here's the thing, because you just now embarrassed them. White people know and don't give a fuck about this racist shit. It's like, you know, if you ever talk to a person that's cool, if they really cool with you and they white, they'll tell you some of the racist shit people say around them because they white.
Right.
They're like, oh yeah, you white. I can say this bullshit and you won't get too offended because it's not about you. But yeah, they knew. They did. You embarrassed them by being so open about it on TV. You think your employers look at people's Facebook page all the time. Guarantee some of his coworkers or somebody that knows he works there know his Facebook page and know his beliefs. Nobody reported you until this person. And honestly, if no one got killed at the rally, they probably wouldn't have reported you then.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want to be associated. We don't want people protesting us. We don't want people associated with that. That's the thing. They don't want to deal with losing money.
Yep. Good for him, though. Glad he lost his job. You know, good luck with that bullshit. A man who marched in the white supremacist. Wait, what just happened? Where'd my article go? What? That's some bullshit. My article just... No, we doing this. Fuck that. You're not gonna just
just disappear on you.
Yeah, I'll try that again. Another man, Berkeley's top dog fires employee who went to white national. Oh God, what is going on? Did pocket go down? Is the internet still up? Am I moving?
Yeah, you moving.
All right,
there you go. That's the article right there, right?
Okay, here we go. All right. Man who marched the Charlottesville white supremacy rally disowned by his family. Family of one of the participants in Sunday's white supremacy rally in Charlottesville say they are disowning him. Pete Teft of Fargo, North Dakota is one of Charlottesville marchers whose photo was posted by @YesYourRacist, a Twitter account that calls out racist behavior attitudes. In February, he described himself to a reporter as 100% pro-white. What does that even mean? Why is that pro-whiteness always equal anti-blackness, anti-everybody else-ness?
Right. His family was like, what you not gonna do, I want to be able to walk down the street and look my family and friends in their face.
Right.
You got to go.
Mm-hmm.
That was somebody want to be invited to the potlucks. I know. You beat it.
Now Teft's father says he and the rest of the family are 100% against his son's racist belief. After a letter published Monday in the form of Fargo-Moorhead, Pierce Teft wrote that one of his family members wished to loudly repudiate their son's vile, hateful, and racist rhetoric and actions. We do not know specifically where he learned these beliefs. Hold on, let me go to the next racist song. Just, I forgot about the interlude.
Hey! Oh, shit now! Another one bites the dust.
Another job.
And another one.
And another job. And another job bites the dust.
Hey. Yes. Here you are. You thought you had that job. Come to find out, it really wasn't yours. Are you ready? Hey, you ready to embarrass your job? They came around and they said, no, you won't. Another one bites the dust. Here's your pink papers, baby. Another one bites the dust. And another pink slip, and another pink slip, another one bites the dust. Hey. That's what the fuck's happening right here.
That was great, Karen. That was a good remix. Anyways, his dad wrote a whole ass letter about this nigga being whack. He said, we've been silent up until now, but now we see that this was a mistake. It was the silence of good people that allowed Nazis to flourish the first time around. It's the silence of good people that's allowing them to flourish. Now, Pete Teft, my son, is not welcome at our family gatherings any longer. I pray for my prodigal son will renounce his hateful beliefs and return home. Then and only then will I lay out the feast. Peter is a maniac who, Jacob Scott, who's his nephew, released a statement. Peter is a maniac who has turned away from all of us and gone down some insane internet rabbit hole and turned into a crazy Nazi. He scares us all. We don't feel safe around him and we don't know how he came to be this way. My grandmother feels especially grieved as though he has failed as a father. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit matters. That family was like, hey, these people out here, all of them have family.
Right.
And like we said before, you have an extension of people around you. And a lot of times they support your bullshit. And they was like, what we not gonna do is support this because we have other people looking on us. And this is the shit that white people need to do. Because if enough white people do this, things will change because everybody wants community. Let's just keep that real. Everybody right. wants community. And when your community is like, your behavior is preventing you from being a part of the community, it becomes a problem.
And treating it like, hey, you know what? It's just a matter of difference of opinion.
Right.
A lot of white people tap into their privilege in that point and go, well, it's a difference of opinion because it's not about their life.
Right.
So it's easy to say that shit, but no, it's not just a difference of opinion. It's racism. and you not saying shit, acting like he'll come around one day. That's why your son out there on national TV making you look stupid.
Yeah, that's one of the things too, truth be told, they picked up on. It was like something off with him. He's not right.
I think they knew. I don't think it was no something off with him.
Right. That's why
I
said
they absolutely knew he was racist. Right. They knew he was a neo-Nazi. Correct. He went on TV. A lot of this shit is about the fact that when it comes to light, people want it gone. You know, I don't necessarily believe in the goodness of people, but I do believe in people's ability to be embarrassed and want shit erased.
Right.
It's the way we handle everything. Even the way we delete these, the reason we're tearing down Confederate monuments is not because people are interested in becoming better people. Mm-mm. It's not like we're erecting other monuments now or the Confederacy where they're getting the shit kicked out on by a Union soldier. No, we're just wanting to go away. We don't want to talk about it anymore. That's it. But when I see these white people losing jobs, you know how I feel, Karen?
Yes! Hey! That's what I'm talking about. Hey!
Hey. I don't care. Because I'm happy. Because I'm happy.
That's another racist that's losing this job today. Because I'm happy. Yes, I like this.
Now first, this dude got fired. Then I guess he wanted to look good, so he said he resigned. Top Dog has released a statement saying employee Cole White, who attended the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, resigned from his position following reports of his involvement in the protest. Another Top Dog employee previously told him that he had been fired. On Saturday, August 12th, it came to our attention that one of our employees was involved in a recent alt-right rally in Charlottesville, North Carolina. Charlottesville, Virginia. Late that day, we spoke to Cole White. During that conversation, Cole chose to voluntarily resign his employment with Top Dog, and we accept his resignation. We pride ourselves on embracing and respecting all the differences of every individual's choice to do as that person wishes within the boundaries of the law. We do not endorse hatred or any illegal conduct. It simply is not part of our culture.
Right.
We do respect our employees' rights to their opinions. They are free to make their own choices, but we must accept responsibility of those choices. Mm-hmm.
Right. And also, in my opinion, is one of the things too where job, like I said, it's one of the things, but when it comes to jobs are like, no, what you're not gonna do is cost us money. And people don't understand that. It was like, no, employing you is a drop in the bucket compared to the money we're gonna lose.
And then lastly, a man in Charlottesville wants to preserve what we have. We just want to preserve what we have. Tiki Torch Welder, Nevada's college student, 20, named, ashamed in Charlottesville photo, assists. He is not an angry racist while defending his white nationalist views.
Ah!
I'm not an angry racist. I just believe in all that stuff that I'm just not angry about it, guys. I'm just a regular ass racist.
I'm the normal ass racist. I don't care Tiki Torches.
I don't get too upset about it. I'll just be racist. But yeah, he got outed and people have his picture out there and all that shit. And he looked crazy. They also have a picture of him because he was like the leader of the Young Republicans for some college organization. And there's a picture of him looking creepy in a picture with a Senator Dan Heller. Yep. So, yep, you get what you deserve, dog. Hopefully, somebody can find him on campus and, you know, let them know they disagree with some of his beliefs. You know, give him. You know, he don't believe in safe spaces. I don't think it should be safe for him out here in these safe spaces. I'm just saying. That's all. That's all the celebration. Let's get to regular white people news. Okay, guys. All right. Now, white people news. We're going to consume the good white people news with some wine. Okay.
Yeah. What kind of wine is we drinking?
Well, it's from Triangle Wine Company, Karen. They have a huge selection of fine wine and craft beer from all over the world for every budget. From well-known brands to rare finds, from small producers. You can shop online and have your order shipped to your home or workplace. And if you live in Raleigh-Durham area of North Carolina, stop by their stores for their weekly free wine tasting and beer events. Let me tell you, there is nothing better than picking up a box of alcohol.
Come on.
Pick up a box of alcohol, take it right into your house, put it in the fridge, let it chill, and get to sipping. Visit TriangleWineCo.com to compare their competitive prices and save 10% on your order with offer code TBGWT through the end of August. And today's White Folks in Wine, we got a little fancy on them. Now, first of all, we're going to finish off the bottle of Oro Verde, which I'm not going to lie, been sipping already. Mm-hmm, almost done. It's so delicious. That's and sweet.
Very good.
And shit, when it was chilled, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. We also went and got some cream Havarti with jalapeno.
Oh, this cheese is good.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. And not to be outdone, for crackers this time, I just grabbed these because we were in Publix and we're close to the cheese aisle. I said, okay, let me see what these do. Jarlsberg Mediterranean sea salt cheese crisp crunch baked crackers, as you guys can see here.
They are good and crunchy.
Mediterranean sea salt cheese and crisp. Now, I'm sorry for those who hate audio, bad audio stuff, because I'm going to be eating these crackers mm-hmm. and cheese while we talk about these white people. And I'm sorry to do this to you, but wine, white people, and cheese, it must be consumed at the same time. Okay?
At the same time. I can't do one without the other now.
Get my plate over here.
This is delicious. Mm-hmm. And what's that other wine we're gonna be starting on?
I will let you know when it's time to drink it.
Okay.
A dream technique. Martha Stewart reveals a brilliant method to fold a fitted sheet in video demonstrations by two of her friends. So can you match their impeccable skills?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Let's fold some corners, because I know my ass can't. Show me how to do it, Martha.
That's what white people are into these days.
Mm-hmm. Show me how to do it, you criminal.
Y'all talking about Charlottesville. Y'all worry about the president and his dumbass racist announcements. And you know what Martha Stewart over here doing? Folding clothes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Making money folding clothes.
Folding clothes.
Sharing videos of folding. So friends folded some sheets. Look, here they go. They about to fold this sheet. Look. Okay, so you need two people, first of all. So you ain't got no man. You shit out of luck, ladies.
Oh, they're talking about the corner with the one that fold, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them goddamn sheets.
See, I can fold one of these by myself, but I got a different technique. Let's see what they do.
They don't never fold right.
Mm-hmm.
I just ball them up in the ball.
Why are they doing this outside? They had no room in their house to do this? Okay, so they flip it on the corner, okay, and flip it over. I see why you need two people this complex ass way they doing this. Look, they look frustrated already. Is it gonna take me 2 minutes to fold this every time?
And then they got the wind blowing.
Then they flipped it back in on that side. So then they stick it in. Okay, so they flip it under the other corner. Okay. I mean, I guess.
He ain't got no shoes on.
Oh, so he wanted to look hurt. Of course he ain't got no shoes on. And a damn sun cowboy hat or some shit. I don't know what this is.
He got a sun cowboy. Sombrero. I don't know what's happening upside his head. Hey, Kevin. Yeah. How do you fold a fitted
sheet? Glad you asked. Are they doing this again? They just did it.
Is it replay? Yeah.
I don't know. It's the same video. It didn't start over, I don't think. Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's how you fold a sheet if you was live in the chat room to see it. If not, you just listen to us drink some wine and eat crackers while talking about it.
It was terrible, y'all.
The two men were at Seen by Sharky and at The Fascinator. They took on the chore of folding a fitted sheet, and instead of making a mess of it, they did an impeccable job, she said.
Mm-mm, you might as well do like I do. Bottle it up in the bowl or stick it up there and put it out when you need it.
But here's the rub. Who has a Kevin Sharky, Douglas Friedman to help at home? She added, P.S. I do not know who filmed this masterpiece, but thank you. The clip begins with them holding the fitted sheet with Doug. Well, it's just,
oh,
they was messing with sheets, y'all. Wait, is this supposed to be her man? Close friends, Kevin, and that fucking felon Martha Stewart, living and work closely with the domestic goddess. Okay,
come on.
And this is a picture of her with Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Right. I see how y'all like to rock it with criminals.
Mm-hmm. A damn kingpin up in the house. Embezzling ass nigga.
I ain't mad at you though.
Angelina and Jolie. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Angelina and Jolie.
Wine kicking in.
Shoot yourself people now.
Angelina and Brad Pitt, apparently they got some issues. And it's looking like they can't even reconcile, y'all. If you was rooting for reconciliation, you rooting for the wrong thing. Apparently, he looked strained on the set of a new sci-fi movie amid claims of divorce negotiations with Angelina Jolie. They are at the point of no return.
Nobody had me stressed out on set.
Brad Pitt, on the set of his new movie Ad Astra, admits reports that his divorce from Angelina Jolie is very much still on. The 53-year-old actor, who pictured hopping out of his trailer in Los Angeles wearing a green military shirt and tie, preparing to film the futuristic sci-fi, which also stars Tommy Lee Jones. Brad was back to work, as it was claimed last week. Reports that his former Hollywood power couple had called off their divorce are false, and that the duo are at the point of no return. Yep. On Tuesday, TMZ insisted the actors are deep in divorce negotiations. It was added the 42-year-old Oscar winner and the 53-year-old Allied star will never get back together after allegations of abuse over one of their six kids, Maddox 15, Pax 13, Shiloh 11, Zahar 12, and twins Vivian and Knox 9 were made public. Both sides are hashing out both child custody and property settlements, and the divorce is full steam ahead, a source told the site. Yeah, I figured it was over when she said this nigga was being abusive, and he was like, she be tripping. I did not touch them kids. I yelled at them for spilling some wine in the plane. Are we really gonna act like this?
Right.
I truly love you. Anna Faris thanks fans for their support in her split with Chris Pratt. As he is spotted jetting out of LA with a mysterious blonde.
I think I know who Chris Pratt is. He's a Jurassic Park dude. Yeah, I don't know who the white woman is, but I know him.
He's also in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yes.
We just talked about them last week. So, you definitely don't know who Anna Faris is within a week.
I'll forget about her as soon as we finish talking.
This is true. She thanked the fans for their support in a split with her husband, Chris Pratt. The 40-year-old actress was speaking on her unqualified podcast. She got a podcast? Damn. On Tuesday, she gave a short statement to Star. Hey, dear listeners, she said, I just want to thank you all so much for all the love I've been receiving, and I truly love you. And it's the first comments the mom star.
I do like that dress, though.
It's the first comments the mom star has made following the bombshell news that she has separated from her husband in 8 years. On August 6th, the actress released a joint statement on social media, which read, we are sad to announce we're legally separating. We tried hard for a long time. We're really disappointed. Our son has two parents who love him very much. For his sake, we want to keep the situation private as possible moving forward. We still love each other. We'll always cherish our time together.
What movies has she been in?
She's been in some movies like...
Cause I'm looking at her face. I'm like, she looks familiar.
She's like, she been in some funny movies. I think she was in a rom-com I saw. Let me look it up. But
I'm looking at her face like, she looked familiar. Probably nothing I watch, but she looked familiar.
She been in them white movies.
Yeah, you know me.
Well, that's why I didn't even bother trying to go into what she being in. The House Bunny, scary movie, the first one.
No, I've seen that one.
Yeah. Mom, she's in a TV show, Mom. Keanu, she was in there as Anna Faris.
Who did she play in the Meatball movie?
The Meatball movie.
Yeah.
Cloudy with Chance of Meatball.
Yeah.
Sam Sparks. She was a voice.
Okay.
I mean, but that's not really her face. You wouldn't recognize her from that. Anyway, them niggas broke up. He was spotted with a mystery blonde companion on Monday, but they don't know who she was. If she was like an assistant, or if he was chopping them cakes down to smithereens or what.
She might be the woman from Jurassic Park.
Maybe.
No woman.
No, they wouldn't have said mystery.
Okay.
That's anytime they say mystery, somebody's not famous. It just means they don't know you yet.
Okay. But, you know, I ain't gonna lie. I dated a woman that could run some heels when the Tarantula Toys records following her, too.
I don't know any of those were English words. Margot Robbie throws her support behind marriage equality and urges Australian fans to register to vote in postal plebiscite. I don't know what that means. I guess they having like a gay marriage vote. She's fighting for all Australians to have the right to wed, showing her support to the campaign to legalize same-sex marriage. On Tuesday, the 26-year-old took to Instagram to urge her fans to register to vote in the form of marriage equality plebiscite.
Oh, we got
plebiscite. French. It's Australian, so it's probably like plebiscite. Mm. You know how they talk.
I do like her glasses, them the hearts.
Mm-hmm. In September, a non-compulsory postal vote will be conducted in Australia on whether the country should allow LGBTIQ to legally wed. Depending on the results, federal politicians will then vote on whether or not to legalize same-sex marriage in Australia. Taking to social media, Suicide Squad star shared a snap of herself wearing heart-shaped sunglasses.
Who is she in Suicide Squad?
Holly Quinn.
Oh.
The main person.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I mean, everybody know Margot Robbie. Lending her support to the popular campaign for marriage equality, Margot wore a rainbow-colored sweater as she pouted for the camera in her caption. Margot urged her fans to check if they were registered to vote in the postal vote before registration closed August 24th. Love is love. Any Aussie living overseas like me, register to vote here, she wrote, adding a web link for the Australian Electoral Commission website. Well, that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Last December, she married her longtime beau, director Tom Ackerley, in a secret Byron Bay ceremony. The gold-close-born blonde beauty wore a bohemian lace-at-the-shoulder wedding dress. Margot confirmed that she had married Tom by posting a photo on Instagram of the couple kissing, holding up her wedding ring to the camera.
I like that dress. That's pretty.
Yeah, she's a pretty woman. And she seems to be pro-LGBT. I'm glad to see that.
That's wonderful.
Yep. Let's see. The terrifying moment that a lion starts eating a car as it drives through a safari in South Africa.
Y'all quit driving through them lions, living room.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get.
These white people are crazy.
Right.
Check out.
That lion look like lunch. Nobody told you. He looking at his wife like, you want a delivery?
Wait till you hear the rest of these details. This is insane. This is a terrifying moment when a lion jumped into a spare tire fixed on the back of a station wagon and hung on as it used its teeth to chew the tread to shreds.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's not even the crazy part.
What?
I know. Wait till I get to it. It's going to be crazy. The shaking group were driving through the gated lion enclosure at the National Lion Park in South Africa when a lion started chasing them and leapt onto their spare wheel.
Running after you.
Look at this.
He's biting your tire. I'm not lying.
Yo, they hella calm for a lion hanging on the car.
Holy shit.
And it was hanging on for dear life.
He's biting your tire. I'm not lying. Keep driving.
Okay, he got a little nervous then.
Right, good fuck on to bust that glass. You in trouble.
You fucking that tire up. That tire is ruined.
Somebody cussed it beat.
He dropped off. Look at that tire. It's fucked up.
Holy
and it
shit.
To us, bro.
Imagine what it would do to a person.
That line say, the next car that run through here, I'm fucking it up. Watch. Right. Watch. They was like, I don't believe you, dog. Cars been driving through here. Nah.
These motherfuckers gentrifying our neighborhood.
Right.
One car at a time.
I'm serious, y'all. I know last time I backed down, but this time on everything I love, I'm fucking up the next car that come through here.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, the crazy part of it is, there's people that drive to this, to these enclosures, these wildlife parks.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually put blood on the tires and lions chew on them and they think it's funny at the time, but then they change their mind after when something bad happens that they didn't expect.
What? They ain't never been sued for this bullshit?
Said patrons in the situation being chased by a lion should simply drive off. Azim Velo, KZN wildlife spokesperson Musa Mtambo, said they did not hear of many cases of animals attacking patrons and said lions never attack safari vehicles in the wild. Yeah, I like what it said. We didn't hear of many cases. So what's happened then?
This should be illegal. Cause mm-hmm. one day a lion gonna be like, motherfucker, I got you. And they're gonna fuck everybody up. in this enclosed caption. Thing right here. What the fuck is this?
You said a lion is not much danger to you when you are in the car. Elephants and rhinos are more dangerous. When you see them, don't get closer. You let them rule the road.
What? They got teeth. They will fuck you. Am I the only one that think you got teeth? You can still fuck somebody up. That what don't make mean? No sense. Lions got teeth. I don't give a fuck what you in. If they determine they don't get your ass, they don't get you.
Yeah, I guess he's saying don't panic. If you see a lion and you in a car, you pretty safe compared to a rhino or elephant.
Well, that's true. A rhino or elephant can turn your shit over. But in my mind, it's still the same. Like, you a wild animal. I'm afraid that you can bust my windows. Like, you know, let's say you chew up a tire I need. So now we stuck looking at you roll around us for hours until we get help. No. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
So, yep. Apparently, this shit is not that uncommon. 2011, a witness reported that a family told the paper that a lion at the park had jumped onto their car, began bite tires in the car. 2010, they reported a lion jumped on a Durbin family's 4x4 in the park, and the lion's jaw was torn open in the incident after the driver had accelerated to try and shake the lion off of it. Ooh. 2009, a lion clawed the back of a Dutch tourist couple car. They told the paper at the time they were surrounded by 10 lions during the incident. At that time, the lion from the park bit the bumper of a car containing an 8-year-old child.
They should be sued. I would shut this shit down. You don't do this. You put people at risk.
Lying on lying, Karen. Lying on lying. So, I mean, can you really be mad?
Yeah, lying on lying. But goddamn,
I mean, don't go out there to the lion wildlife zone if you scared.
I mean, but I didn't come with blood on my bumper tire either. You put that bullshit on my vehicle. If nothing else, you need to pay for the replacement of my vehicle. The tire of this lion just fucked up.
All right. This just in, breaking white people news. We urge all our white listeners to be sitting down, as what we're about to tell you is explosive information that will affect white people everywhere.
What's happening?
The chicken from Whole Foods apparently isn't so special anymore.
Oh shit, what's happening with the chicken?
I don't know.
Is it not free no more? Did they chain the chicken up? I don't understand.
Whole Foods Markets Incorporated doesn't just sell chickens, it sells shoppers on the idea that a chicken raised and treated better than prevailing standards, no antibiotics, no hormones, no cages, not the sort of chicken you can get anywhere. But thanks in no small part to a food quality revolution that Whole Foods helped cultivate over the past decade, standards for much of the poultry sold at American supermarkets are shifting. The gulf is narrowed, and sometimes is even closed, between what's sold at Whole Foods and what's produced by industrial food giants such as Purdue Farms Incorporated and sold at a lower cost at supermarkets.
Aw, shit.
Now that Amazon.com Inc. has moved to acquire Whole Foods for $13.7 billion, it remains to be seen what the online shopping giant will do with the grocery chain that arguably did more than any business to bring the fussy foodie focus on provenance into the mainstream. The more widespread availability of products meeting Whole Foods standards can even be seen as part of what made the company vulnerable to a takeover bid. The biggest difference between the store brand chickens at Whole Foods and what's for sale at another supermarket is, in many cases, the sticker price itself. A shopper on a recent visit could pay $2.49 a pound for antibiotic-free thighs with a Whole Foods label touting no additional solutions or injections. Purdue's Harvestland branded poultry, no antibiotics, air chilled, costs just $1.99 per pound at an unremarkable key food supermarket just a few blocks away.
What?
The similarities don't stop there. In this case, the chicken under the 365 everyday value store brand label at Whole Foods was raised by a Purdue farmer and slaughtered in the same Purdue plant as its Harvestland cousin, although a shopper likely wouldn't be aware of that fact.
Come on.
So you really just paying 50 cents more for the label.
They putting that same hustle out some of the medication people do. Mm-hmm. They use the same factories and they smack one label on it, it's $1.99. They smack another label on it, it's $2.50.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's happening.
Don't be fooled, people. Mm-hmm. All they doing is changing the wrap and the chicken ain't changed.
Not all 365 branded chicken comes from Purdue, and aside from an establishment number printed on the package, there's no way to determine where product originated. Yet the price disparity for poultry of nearly indistinguishable origins can be pronounced. A whole bird under the 365 store brand at the same Whole Foods, $4.09 per pound. At Key Food, the Purdue Harvestland whole chicken, $1.99 a pound.
Good God.
Mm-hmm, less than half.
You must not pay $30 for a chicken that ain't that big.
A $15 chicken somewhere else?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The quirks of grocery pricing can lead to unexpected results. Whole Foods store brand drumsticks produced by Purdue rank up at 20 cents less per pound than Purdue's Harvestland version. What used to be unique to natural food retailers has now become really par for the course, certainly among your larger chains, the Progressive Grocer said. David Sprinkle, researcher director at Package Facts, a market research firm, when other chains, including bigger chains, started doing natural and organic, well, then suddenly Whole Foods was competing with Kroger, Wegmans, and Costco. Several big poultry producers have acquired a foreign partnerships with brands carried by Whole Foods. In some cases, these companies have developed lines of accord with the practices used by Whole Foods. Purdue, for instance, acquired the No Antibiotics Coleman Natural Foods in 2011 and has since converted 95% of its poultry operations to antibiotic-free production. Poultry sold to Whole Foods is segregated from the rest of its lines. It goes on and on, but the point being, y'all niggas paying too much for chicken over there.
Come on, Whole Foods. Chicken is chicken.
Y'all can just go to Walmart and get you some of this antibiotic free shit.
Particularly if you don't use no seasoning. If it's gonna be bland, pay less of a price.
Mm-hmm. That was a special white people news report.
That's a PSA.
Some real important news there.
Mm-hmm. Save your money.
Blake Lively wears $40 jeans from Old Navy, and now white people all want a pair.
Aw, shit now.
Mm-hmm. You know, L.A. face with an Oakland booty, Blake Lively. She knows how to rock a red carpet wearing designer duds at a countless A-list events, but we've never really considered her a budget shopper. That's until last week when photographers snapped the 29-year-old leaving dinner in Long Island wearing dark skinnies and a white button-down blouse. While many celebs spent hundreds on jeans, she opted for a wallet-friendly $40 pair of Old Navy Rockstar 24/7 jeans. Not only is the cut flattering, affordable, and comfortable, it's also available in three different washes, light, medium, and dark. We'll take one of each, please.
I ain't even gonna lie. I like those jeans.
Well, go to Old Navy, Karen. We'll hook you up.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Shallows.
You actually can get jeans cheaper than that. You find them on sale.
The Shallows actress accessorized a wardrobe staples with pearl encrusted blue suede Stuart Weitzman heeled sandals. $455 for the sandals. And a studded Fendi backpack, $2,300 for the backpack, proving that she's not a designer darling, but a maven of high-low style, too. Lively.
Not high-low style.
High-low style. Lively isn't the only A-lister who loves this silhouette. The next day, Rachel Bilson was spotted strolling West Hollywood in the medium wash version. Mm-hmm.
Aw, shit.
She done went and got the medium wash on their ass, Karen.
Well, they got high, medium, and low?
Yeah. They said light, medium, and dark. A word of advice, the celebrity favorites won't stay in stock for long, so scoop them before it's too late. Below are Lively and Bilson's go-to style from Old Navy, plus a few more stylish steals. They go to Old Navy Rockstar 24/7 jeans you was liking.
Mm-hmm, I like those jeans.
Two by Vince Camuto 5-pocket stretch skinny jeans, $41.
I don't like skinny jeans because I'm not like the design of my body is not straight like that. So a lot of times I hate those jeans because they be like, oh yeah, this massage, you get it for your thigh. And they be like, what you ain't going to do is put me past your thigh.
Articles of Society, Sarah skinny jeans, $64. The two twig high rise skinny jean and the denim butter skinny jean.
I like them denim butter. I like those.
Everybody likes skinny jeans now. Top Shop Jamie High Rise skinny jeans.
Yeah, I like them. I can't fit in them, but I like them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Guess we gotta go to Old Navy.
I know sometimes they fuck around and get them low riders. Honey, no. Me and low riders ain't friends.
A woman.
We not, cause.
Karen don't wanna be no Old Navy shopper. Her and low riders ain't never been friends.
We ain't never been friends, dog. Cause one time I fucked around and got some low riders and didn't realize it, and all day long I was tugging at my ass trying to figure out why.
Mm-hmm. Woman 46 files lawsuit against Pennsylvania Chick-fil-A after biting into a sandwich and discovering a dead rodent stuffed inside the bun.
Oh.
Yeah. A Bucks County woman is claiming physical and psychological damages against Pennsylvania Chick-fil-A after she discovered a dead rodent baked into the bun of her sandwich. Ellen Mafalauti, 46, said the lawsuit filed in county court, she was eating a chicken sandwich in conference room at her place at work November 5th, 2016, when she suspected something funny inside the crisp bottom bun. Malfalti initially believed the bread had burned really bad before she mentioned the matter to a coworker sitting next to her. Horrified coworker Kara Phelan said that Manfalauti put the sandwich on the table. She realized it was a small rodent of some sort, adding that she could see the whiskers and the tail. Yeah, look at this picture. You can. Eating that homophobic chicken. That's what Satan did to you. Mm-hmm. The woman lawyer Bill Davis said laboratory testing later confirmed the sandwich bun consisted of a small mouse or rat appeared to be fried. The rodent infested sandwich was given out at the Langshorn restaurant located 2424 Lincoln Highway, where another coworker picked up the food at the drive through moments prior. In the suit, Bucks County Court cited negligence in the restaurant officials failed to supervise employees who intentionally or knowingly served a sandwich to a customer with a dead rodent baked to the bun. Intentionally or knowingly? Jesus, how'd they figure that out? Owner of the popular franchise, Dave Hefferman, declined to comment on the matter. We're not going to make any comment about any allegations, he said in a statement. It's an ongoing allegation and investigation. Davis said he attempted to reach out to the franchise in hopes to find the most appropriate resolution, but has had little luck. The franchise itself never said who supplied the buns for the sandwiches. I have given them every chance in the world to talk to me about it and give their side. They just referred it to the insurance company, who in turn has not engaged in any real conversation. Malfalauti is seeking $50,000 from the Landshore restaurant as she cited the recent hospitalization and was treated for extreme nausea. She suffered nightmares from the event and still does. First month was really rough, she said. Additionally, Malfalauti is seeking punitive and compensatory damages for pain and suffering, emotional distress, sleepiness, anxiety, PTSD, and medical costs.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. So.
Work that whiteness. I ain't mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ashley Tisdale and hubby Christopher French hit the gym after showing off her dance moves at BeautyCon.
Oh shit, they got a con for beauty?
Mm-hmm. Somebody gotta get this conference dollars.
Somebody got you.
Uh-oh, I'm out of wine.
Oh, me too.
Time to tap into this next bottle.
What's the next bottle?
It's, remember, Triangle Wine Co. Malvasia di Casorzo, yeah, I said that right. Malvasia di Casorzo, DOC, from Cantina de Casorzo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna pop this bad boy open. Oh, it's a red or some type of purple. Yeah, it's a red. Okay. Karen, I noticed you've been taking all my good wine glasses when we do Wine with White People Wednesday. When is enough? More?
That's fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, you can't be taking my good glasses. I bought my glasses on purpose, and then you give me the generic stemless wine glasses. Okay? I get my funny wine glasses for a reason.
Okay, I'll give you these. I didn't know you had a preference. They're the same size.
You got a preference because you sure enough keep getting them every time, and I never get them. So I'm just noticing.
I like my good day, bad day, don't ask glass.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was given to you, but I don't care.
I bought one and the other one was for me. I know what you're doing. I put them on the list. Not slick.
But it ordered some more.
Okay. We could do that.
Yes.
If you're going to keep taking mine. You already took my thing that you took it to work.
Oh, that ain't never coming back. The water bottle.
Right. Bought that for myself so I could drink more water. Ashley Tisdale and her husband they went to the gym, y'all. It was news. Ashley Tisdale, her husband, Christopher French. The 32-year-old Daytime Emmy nominee and the 35-year-old musician composer were both dressed for action in their respective athleisure gear. The High School Musical alum who relies on stylist Danny Michelle scraped her ombre locks with a messy top bun and sported a red cropped hoodie over black capri leggings and sneakers.
Oh, shitting at the capris.
Mm-hmm. French has collaborated with Tisdale on her music session webisodes, as well as her long-delayed third studio album.
Your third?
Mm-hmm.
I missed the first two.
Never heard of this woman in my life till just now.
They must be bangers.
Mm-hmm. Ashley and Christopher will celebrate their third wedding anniversary September 8th. That same day, Beautycon shared an Instagram video of the charming actress showing out her dance moves in the Halo Room.
Not the Halo Room.
Mm-hmm. See your Halo. The Skylanders Academy stunner was at Los Angeles Convention Center promoting her Illuminate Cosmetics collection at booth 1455. Tisdale was one of many celebrities weighing in on Saturday's alt-right terrorist attack in Charlottesville, which killed 3 and injured 34 more over the removal of a Confederate general statue. I'm sorry, how many sides are there? There's only one side that is full of hate, bigotry, and fear. Horrible speech. Who are you trying to protect? She asked Donald Trump on Twitter. Well, went, ma'am, you just got my support. We must all stand up and support each other in this time. Racism and hate are not welcome here. Hashtag Charlottesville. Amateur night actress, continue to have a voice, speak up, educate yourself. If you're so lucky to have quote unquote followers on any platform, stand up for what you believe in. I will not let fear, discrimination, racism, or hate be louder. Fans can catch the New Jersey born vlogger who boasts 43.9 social media followers. 43.9 million for social media followers.
Good God.
Right? On her weekly hashtag Tizzy Tuesday advice videos on YouTube. How the fuck do I not be knowing who these white people are?
That's that shit from High School Musical. That's why.
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know who the fuck is in High School Musical.
Is High School Musical a movie? Is it a play? Is it a TV show? I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's a TV show, if I'm not mistaken.
Good grief, man. And she famous as fuck. I just feel bad. It's not her fault. 43 point something million people fuck with her, and I'm just like, who that is?
I don't know. What's it on Disney Channel, y'all? I don't know.
I just clicked off the article. Couldn't tell you what she looked like if you asked me just now.
Mm-mm.
If you put a picture of her and three other white women, I'd be like, ugh, what is this? I'm serious, man. I got some type of, like, they not diagnosed this shit. I cannot tell most white women apart, and it's fucking crazy. None of them, like, I don't even know what the point of white women being famous is to me, because I just can't tell them apart.
Yeah,
like, they all look the same to me.
Like, once they get to a certain level, I don't know if it's just the way Hollywood is, they all look generic.
Yeah, I just I don't know. I just feel like I could recognize about five white, you know what, honestly, even if you put like pictures of random white women that weren't famous next to pictures of famous white women and told me pick them out of a lineup, I would have a hard time. For the most part, you gotta be like iconic before I know who you are.
Yeah,
you can't just be no normal ass. You gotta
be like a Madonna.
Yeah, you can't be no normal ass up and coming white woman. I'll be like, who the fuck was this? What? Why are you looking at me crazy? Anyway, I support you always. Kesha shares a tweet for pal Taylor Swift at the judge throws out groping DJ $3 million damages claim. And Taylor won that lawsuit today, too.
That's what I'm talking about.
And guess how much the judgment was for?
What?
$1.
$1?
She just wanted the principle of it.
Right.
She didn't give a fuck about the money.
She was like, what you ain't gonna do is touch me no
you
more.
You don't know what's sad, though? They really be having to make the lawsuit that way so people won't say this money grubbing bitch.
Yeah.
Right.
But you do know that he had to spend all that money. He spent more than $1 on them lawyers.
Probably. But it's just funny though. Same thing happened with Amber Heard. When she had to settle for some stupid ass amount because it was like, oh, money grubbing. You trying to take Johnny Depp money. Like, nigga, I'm Amber Heard. I'm rich. Fuck you talking about?
I take his money and give it to somebody. For there's a lot of people out here that could use this money.
I'm famous enough that Rod might recognize me, and y'all niggas tripping about some thing. I'm tripping over this little change, change.
Come on, Taylor Swift was like, shake it off, shake it off.
But she tweeted her support. Kesha tweeted her support of Taylor Swift following the court battle with DJ David Mueller. Last week, a Denver judge dismissed the case brought against Taylor by former radio host who won a $3 million in damages, claiming he lost his KYGO radio gig after she accused him of groping her bottom during a meet and greet at the city's Pepsi Center. I don't know how this trial was going to go on the same time that he was literally being on trial for grabbing her ass. Because once you found guilty of that, nigga, there is no other trial. Mm-mm. I want money for when she lied on me. According to the court, she was telling the truth. Kesha back to 27-year-old superstar tweeting at TaylorSwift13. I support you always, and especially right now, and admire your strength and fearlessness. Truth is always the answer. Taylor's countersuit against Mueller for the symbolic sum of $1 will proceed. The Shake It Off songstress previously supported Kesha in her own sexual assault case by donating $250,000 to finance her legal battle.
Yes, she did.
Against her producer, Dr. Luke.
That actually wasn't fucked up.
I forget who that, who was the other starlet that was hating on her. You remember, was it Demi Lovato? Somebody. Anyway, she was trying to be like, she don't support women. People was like, she fucking helped Kesha win her fucking court case. What the fuck are you talking about?
And her arch villain was that woman.
It wasn't Katy Perry.
Okay.
It was the one that be going crazy on Instagram. Mm. I won't say it's Demi.
Okay.
One of them white women. Anyway, shout out to Kesha, man. White mm-hmm. people uniting. You know, unite the white is what I say.
Yes.
the 30-year-old filed a sexual assault civil lawsuit against Dr. Luke, real name Lucas Gottwild, in Los Angeles, October 2014. Alleged he drugged and raped her shortly after her 18th birthday and threatened to take away her publishing rights. Dr. Luke says the singer made up the story in an attempt to ruin his reputation, try to weasel out of her recording contract with him. The songstress, who has since dropped some charges against the producer, is glad her ordeal is over. I've been to hell and back and never knew if this day was going to come, she said on Good Morning America last week. She released her new Rainbow album, her first in 5 years, was shot to the top of the iTunes chart on Thursday morning. She said her new single, Prayers, the song, I think is just really important because it talks about me personally going through something really hard, lots of very hard things, making it through, not giving up, and finding empathy on the other side, which is incredibly hard sometimes. Meanwhile, Dr. Luke's defamation suits against Kesha, her countersuit, and the part of her injunction appeal are still ongoing, according to Vulture. There you got it. Kesha out here supporting Taylor. Mm-hmm. You got to come together for your girls.
Come on.
Loving her new look, Kate Hudson shows off buzz cut in car with her beau, Danny Fujikawa.
Kate Hudson is an actress. I know that.
But then adds a stylish hat as she heads to Powell's house. Oh, Kate Hudson out here.
I can't remember what she been in, but I know that name. She's an actress.
Is she?
Well, she's known for,
I don't know,
doing the performance of acting of some type.
Okay, if you say so. But yeah, she showed off a buzz cut riding in the car with her boyfriend Danny Fujikawa. But as soon as the pair arrived at a friend's house, she put on a chic black hat with a blue ribbon. The daughter of Goldie Hawn cut off her long blonde locks for a role in the low-budget movie Sister, which is a directorial debut of Australian pop star Sia.
Oh, they said she's Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know if she was acting or not. I just don't know her. Sorry, y'all. She accessorized.
And I like them bell bottoms.
She accessorized a black leather purse that matched her, not only her top hat and top, but also open-toed black slippers she slid on during her outing. Her beau wore a white shirt and blue cardigan.
Why he look like the help?
What do you mean? He's white.
He look like an assistant, like behind her, like falling behind her.
Oh. I hear you. Kate gave fans another look at her closely trimmed do over the weekend. She revealed her shaved hair as she posed with Danny for a playful social media snap during a recent night out with the actress's close friends Jennifer Mayer, Aaron Foster, and Sarah Foster. With Kate looking thoughtful as she gazed off camera, Danny bizarrely sported a pair of handcuffs as he quizzically stares at his girlfriend.
Handcuffs?
I don't know. That's what the picture is. He wearing handcuffs, looking at her, and she taking a picture looking off in the distance. I don't know what any of this means.
Me either. I'm lost.
Some sex shit or something? Aaron wrote in the caption, kinky. A second image shared by Aaron shows Kate as she posed for a group selfie alongside the tongue-in-cheek caption, would ditch them for a guy in 1 second. The star's dramatic new look was also revealed in a black and white shot in which she sings into a microphone. A short video shared in the same night finds Kate covering her shaved head with a different hat as she passionately sang along to Labyrinth Shack, Jealous. Oh, they just partying, doing white people stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Sia project, which is being kept well under wraps by all involved, is believed to be a musical number. Also in the cast is a teen sensation, Maddie Ziegler, 14, originally on Dance Moms fame. Sister is believed to have been in the pipeline for the past 2 years, with Sia first announcing the screenplay September 2015. Speaking about the project at the International Film Festival Venice Days, she confessed, "I was too embarrassed to tell anyone I wanted to make a movie because I thought it would be seen as a vanity project because I was a singer. And then last year, after I made the Chandelier video, I realized that I was pretty good at directing, so I felt a little bit braver."
Oh, she sings too? I didn't know that.
Sia does.
Oh, Sia.
This okay. ain't from her.
Oh, okay, okay.
She added, "For me, the process was basically I worked out for the movie. I acted out. I had dialogue already in my head. I can't be bothered to learn final draft. I'm not a technical person like when I sing. I just want to sing the melody and write the lyrics. The movie will be based on a one-page short story Sia wrote 8 years ago." Yeah, they made a whole movie out of that. All right. Anyway, Kate Hudson cut her hair off.
Mm-hmm.
All you need is love. Giving people cuddle hormone, Oxycontin, can increase kindness towards refugees, amongst those with the fear of foreigners.
What?
That's right. Gotta give drugs to racist people to make them not be racist.
No, thank you.
We about to start treating racism as a medical condition.
That's not no goddamn medical condition.
I hate these niggers. You know what? Take two of these. Call me in the morning.
It's not a medical condition.
Prescribe him some oxycodone. Yep. We'll get this taken care of tonight. Mm-hmm. Giving people Oxycontin alongside positive social pressure increases kindness towards refugees, even in those with a fear of foreigners, new research has found. How did they do this research?
They got people high, they didn't know it.
The hormone is released naturally by humans during social and sexual behavior. Research has shown it breeds trust and generosity in others. Oxycontin, known as the love or cuddle hormone, together with being surrounded by charitable peers, was found to boost people's willingness to donate money to refugees, even in those with skeptical attitudes towards migrants. That's not the same as not being racist. Mm-mm. All right, I'll give $5 to a homeless Iraqi woman now.
Cause I'm high
as fuck, dog.
No, that's not the
same. Oh, I'm so high, I will help these children get through school. Researchers from the University of Bonn in West Germany claim that their finding could eventually help people adapt to living around migrants. The combined enhancement of Oxycontin what? And peer influence.
Instead of just being a better human being, okay. All right.
God give them drugs.
I guess drugs is better than you being a better human being, okay.
Maybe that's the key to us making America great again. We gotta start giving more white people heroin overdoses.
Something happening. Mm-hmm. We need to get them Oxycontin too. They'll be too high to carry their tiki torches.
Mm-hmm. We should just fucking water hose them white people with Oxycontin in Charlottesville. I'm like, oh, you know what? Make America. What was I even thinking? You know,
what we trying to do in America? Is we in America?
Mm-hmm. Here's some money, black people. That's how you get reparations. The people don't know that. Safety pin box also comes with a little bit of Oxycontin and every Oxycontin.
They just don't know it.
Every box, just a little bit. Oh, it's Oxycontin. I've been saying cotton. Oxycontin?
Tossing? I thought it was Oxycontin.
I don't know. I'm drinking. Anyway, man.
Well, your mama call you Oxycontin, I'm gonna call you Oxycontin.
Get white people high, and then they might not be racist.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Ciao, Bella. Thorne's ex, Greg Sulkin, moves on as he's seen shopping with the queen of twerking, Lexi Pantera.
Not the queen of twerking?
Yeah, guess the race.
White.
Right. The queen of twerking is a white woman. I'm supposed to believe this.
Mm-mm, I don't believe you.
All right. Bella Thorne's ex, Greg Sulkin. You supposed to tell me over Miss Twerk song? You supposed to be? Come on. Mm-mm. Come on now. I'm supposed to believe this. Okay. Anyway, Bella Thorne's ex, Greg Sulkin, is dating queen of twerking, Lexi Pantera. British actor 25 and a model dance instructor 28 was seen perusing vintage threads and original artwork at Melrose Trading Post in Los Angeles Sunday. The new couple put on a passionate display as they were spotted shopping at the open air flea market. With more than 2 million followers on Instagram, the twerking master is known for her sexy moves and intense workout videos. Lexi kept casual for her low-key daytime date, teaming a black spaghetti strap dress with high-top sneakers.
Mm-mm, like somebody bought a good point. She can't play a flute while she twerk.
Come on. The celebrity twerk instructor wore her blue tinted hair scalped back from her face in a ponytail and opted for minimal makeup. Greg, who dated Bella 19 from 2015 to 2016, went under the radar in a white top, black trousers, and shades as he enjoyed the couple's shopping trip. Wait, Bella Thorne is only 19 and he dated her in 2015, 2016? So he was dating her when she was like 17? Is that right?
Yeah, must be the legal age where they are.
Here's a picture of her ass. The runway actor was recently linked to his former flame after being spotted popping up in photos on Bella's social media accounts. In May, Bella posted an image of herself in a black bra laying on top of her shirtless ex-boyfriend, prompting rumors of a reunion. Bella shared, "Happy birthday, Greg. I love you. Always been such a wonderful person. Glad we are through thick and thin. Let's party, you old man." In addition to Instagram posts, the friendly exes were seen wandering around the studio area of Los Angeles in June. But I guess they not back together. The famous and loved star apparently couldn't keep his hands off her ex-boyfriend as they visited a pharmacy. Bella and Lexi worked together last year on Tyler Perry's 2016 comedy film Boo a Madea Halloween. They was in that?
What?
They must have been the two white girls. Oh, they went to school.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Had to be in.
Speaking in 2015, prior to her transformation into Hollywood party queen, Bella claimed the reason she and Greg got on so well is because they were such homebodies. In an interview with Teen Vogue, she said, "Getting to know Greg has been great. I've known him for 6 years. Our families are close."
Oh, somebody put a video of her twerking.
What, up here?
Yeah, in the chat. Click on it, and it'll show you her famous twerking.
I don't even want to see it.
I don't know, do you?
Let me see. I mean, no offense, but there's this thing called porn out here. Like, are we really, I mean, I guess people are just crazy for some. I think my chat stopped updating.
Okay, you need to refresh.
Yeah, give me a second. Now I gotta put everything back on screen. Sorry, guys. Give me a second to refresh. Also, I can see some damn white woman twerking. This better be great.
You know them booty butt cheeks been clapping.
Like, I'll give a person props. If you white and you can twerk, you get all the props from me the same. Like,
yeah, you do.
Good for you. I know it's difficult, but I'm just saying, very rarely.
Twerking ain't for everybody. It's some black folks that can't twerk.
All right, very rarely that is twerking done properly in a way that would make me be like, well, that was worth clicking the video.
Right.
Now I gotta go get this shit so I can... Is it showing? Okay, yes. And then I gotta share my screen again. So you niggas can see some damn twerking. Why am I not on screen yet?
This is on twitching.
Yeah, it says
This is waiting for ride to be jibbed.
Yeah, but it said turn my camera on. I said yes. Oh god, this is not worth it already. This shit got 7.5 million views.
I got to see what the hype is. 7.5 million people. I don't see nothing. I only see you right now.
First of all, it's a twerking video that's 3.5 minutes long. Come on, man. That's a lot.
I want to be able to see the terrible twerking.
Mm-hmm. This is why I'm in charge of what we do on the show. It's a bad decision.
This is why I'm not in charge of the itinerary.
It's a waste of 5 minutes of my life now. Is it showing on the screen yet?
Not yet.
I'm gonna eat some crackers.
Y'all see why he don't put me in charge of nothing.
Whoever in the chat put it up there.
There you go.
All right, here's
my pants.
White woman twerking. That's leopard print, not leopard.
Oh, my bad.
Oh,
I gotta be 100% honest. Y'all are grading her on the white girl curve. There's no fucking way. No offense. I'm not saying she's horrible or nothing.
She got 7 million views.
I'm not saying she's horrible or nothing. I'm just saying there are so many women that would put this shit to shame that ain't got this many Twitter followers or none of that shit. Fuck out of here.
7 million people was like, yes, I like it.
People really be acting like if a white woman twerking even just a little bit, it's some type of, y'all got such low standards when it comes to white women twerking and shit.
There's
not that it's like white women that can twerk and all that shit.
What they can
put
to shame.
I've seen people where I'm like, good God, and that woman got talent, but that ain't it. Come on, y'all. Stop. That's sad, really. This is ruining everything.
That's white people news, though.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, in the interview with Teen Vogue, she said that, anyway, she had talked about how she don't go out and shit because it turned into a Bella Thorne article because she needs, you know, she's just so different than everybody else. And then she got 1 year older and decided that she loves going out, and now she's the party queen. Even though she's only like 18 or 19 and not supposed to be able to drink and shit, but let me guess, she is.
Probably been doing it for years.
Pizza party.
I like pizza.
Friendly exes Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck spend quality time with their family in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know both of these white folks.
They remain close since announcing their split back in June 2015, but friendly exes Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck put family first as they enjoyed a night of pizza and frozen yogurt with their three kids at Pizzana in Brentwood neighborhood of Los Angeles on Sunday. This wine is good as fuck.
This wine is delicious. Ain't it good, dog?
What's this shit again?
I don't know, but this wine is banging.
Malvasia di Casorzo. Yeah, this shit good, dog.
Got a little kick behind it. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Got a little pop to it.
Yeah, so I like to think pretty smart. I got that Negro palate, and this meets it.
Oh, this is real good, y'all. Mm-hmm. Tastes like communion wine, but with alcohol.
Come on.
Anyway,
I guess we got crackers and wafers too,
but light, not like that heavy dark grape juice.
Did they try to trick your wit?
They remain close since announcing their split in June 2015. Friendly exes Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck put family first as they enjoyed a night of pizza and frozen yogurt with their three children at Pizzana. The actress, 45, was all smiles as she and her actor, 44, enjoyed some quality time with their adorable brood, Violet, Serafina, and Samuel.
Oh, Samuel looks so cute. All on the cute.
Between stints of carrying son Samuel on her back, Jennifer held a frozen yogurt cup in her hand. Radiant as ever, the alias star paired a billowy black tank top with tight, dark denim jeans. Jennifer wore a pair of brown leather and gold-studded gladiator sandals complement her chic soup summer outfit.
I will always love her for Alias. The Alias was my shit. We watched every single fucking episode of that, didn't we?
We did.
From beginning to end, yes, sir.
Jennifer carried a black purse on her forearm with a stack of books piled up against her chest. Affleck was seen wearing dark jeans and a cream-colored shirt that featured the image of a surfer carrying a surfboard on the front. The Batman star wore a dark gray bomber jacket with white stripes around the collar and arms, and he was sporting a scruffy beard. The couple announced their shock split June 2015 after almost 10 years of marriage. They finally divorced in April, almost 2 years after announcing separation, seeking joint physical and legal custody of their three children. Ben has recently started doing Saturday Night Live. Dating Saturday Night Live producer Lindsay Shookus. It's been said that Jennifer has no issues with her ex's new romance. Affleck returns to the silver screen as Batman with Justice League debuts November 11th. He gonna be making that face again from that interview when that come out.
Well, you better hope you make all that money for Star Wars.
All right, let's see what else. All right, that's a lot of white people news. There ain't other one. Here's one. Modern Family's Ariel Winter, 19, and her boy Levi Meaden, 29, pose alongside a curious looking giraffe as they mark their 9-month anniversary.
Oh, not the 9 months. Oh, you know they fucking young. 9 months.
Everything about that sounds annoying as fuck.
Right, because young people are annoying. We've been together 13 hours and 2 minutes. Can you believe this?
It's our 13-hour anniversary.
Yes, what did we do to celebrate? Bitch, if you don't get on my face.
She's often seen documenting her relationship with boyfriend Levi Madden, who is 10 years her senior. At Friday proved to be no exception for Ariel Winter, 19, as she marked her 9-month anniversary.
She's almost 30.
Right. You know, that's gotta suck when you're 30 and you gotta celebrate a 9-month anniversary with somebody.
What do y'all got in common?
I mean,
other than fucking.
Yeah, she got some big ass titties. That's what they got in common.
Right. I mean,
shit. A lot of people could find something in common with Ariel Winter.
Right, because you investing in 401ks and she like.
I mean, if he's that type of 30-year-old, you know, 30 ain't really that old.
That's true.
29-year-old, really. 29 ain't really that old. It's just a lot older than 19 in most cases because.
I'm a mature.
Yeah, 19, you just really haven't seen much or done much. But, you know, when you famous, that shit don't apply. It's just like. Kylie could be 17, Kylie Kardashian or Kylie Jenner, and be dating Tyga, and people was like, I guess this is okay.
Right. I'm like, no, it's not. But
right.
Hey, maybe
different rules for rich white folk, Karen. Right. Let that have been, one of the, what's Will's and Jada Smith's daughter name? Willow. Let that have been Willow Smith. And Friday proved to be no exception for Ariel Winter as she marked her 9-month anniversary alongside a curious looking giraffe on a date night. Talking to Instagram, the Modern Family star catching the post 9 months started off on a night shoot with Stanley. Wearing a cut off top that hugged her bust, the star's toned midriff was on full display as she reached out to pet the long necked animal. It's another word for penis. Letting her long chestnut locks flow past her shoulders, she teamed her crop top with a pair of black skinny jeans. Levi, meanwhile, donned an all-gray ensemble that saw him wear a loose-fitted t-shirt underneath a matching hoodie. Ariel's older beau swept his faux hawk style hair upwards and petted the giraffe alongside his girlfriend. And here she is in a thong with her ass towards the camera, so kissing him. So that's a throwback snap from summer vacation.
Oh, remember them days? Summer vacation, y'all.
The date night that appeared to take place at the zoo came after Ariel was recently seen defending her racy wardrobe, claiming she is a normal girl on Twitter last month. She tweeted, pretty annoyed about the focus on the fact that I wear shorts and the commentary that I'm squeezing into them or the idea that it's not okay for me to wear shorts. It's summer. Get over it. It's hot. I'm obviously going to wear minimal clothes. I'm not going to suffer in a turtleneck to please anyone.
She looks good. I ain't even mad at a dog.
I'm not a whore because I wear shorts and tank tops. I'm a normal girl. Also, I'm not squeezing into anything. My shorts fit me and everything I'm doing is just fine. Please leave young women alone. We're just living our lives. It's really troubling that we even have to deal with this kind of stuff nowadays. Please stop criticizing everything everyone does. Rant over.
I'm trying to tell you, I look like her too. I be wearing the least minimum amount of clothes too.
Mm-hmm. Winter's way of dressing was being criticized by her estranged mother in June. Crystal Workman told In Touch Weekly that she wished her daughter would not show so much flesh. I would not do that, said Crystal. She needs to grow up. I would tell her to dress properly, be the beautiful person she is. I feel sad that she feels the need to expose herself. What is not necessary, she added. Ariel, who previously accused her mother of abusing her physically and emotionally, declared a legal emancipation from her in 2015. There's a video of her twerking over a dog to sleep.
Yes. I mean, she is
19. Yeah, I mean, look, it's funny to me because it's kind of like the Amber Rose thing. Just don't worry about it. It has nothing to do with you, but motherfuckers start talking crazy to the girl and it's like y'all make her right.
Right.
Cause y'all could just say nothing. If she won't walk around with her fucking titties out.
She can.
Don't say shit. But it's like if she goes out and she wears like a thong or some shorts that's all up her ass or something, motherfuckers gotta come on and tell her what she needs to be wearing. Like right. They really give a fuck. You don't really care.
No, you don't.
And then that means she gets to go on a rant about objectification and ownership and feminism and shit. And she's absolutely right when you look at the people that are coming at her. It's like, yeah.
Come on.
So yeah, she might predictably be wearing something that she knows is gonna start the quote unquote cycle. But why the fuck should she have to change? Cause so that these bigots will feel, comfortable. These like, I get why she would be like, fuck them. You know, I'm not going to live my life for your ass.
Nope.
And honestly, I don't necessarily agree with the people coming down on her in the first place. So it's already a net loss looking at me to say anything to her, you know, like, put them titties up, you stupid whore. Well, I'm not on that guy's side.
Right. right.
So, okay. So, I guess I'm on her side.
Right. If I'm surrounded by those people, you need to check what side you on.
Right. I guess I'm on the go outside wearing pasties side because fuck it. I'm not going to get tricked into this shit. All right. Let's wrap this up with some sword ratchetness, guys. Okay.
This has been fun.
Yeah. I feel totally relaxed and refreshed. And tomorrow, 8:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have Chris from Movie Trailer Reviews and Aaron from Black Astronauts Podcast on, and we will recap Game of Thrones. And premium people, 10 a.m., me and Justin will be doing Balls Deep in the pregame. So I got a long day tomorrow, so let's get out of here. A 26-year-old man was found waving a sword on top of the Union Medical Center, according to the report of the Union Public Safety.
Oh, shit, I hope it's a hospital, because he gonna need it after he fucks something up.
He was charged with disorderly conduct. He was called, officers were called to Sunday to the Union Medical Center about a shirtless man on the roof with a sword.
Not shirtless.
The report said the officer asked Lippy, what the fuck?
I'm about to say it,
I don't even know what's playing.
Where the bugs come from?
Anyway, man, he was doing what he said the view was nice when they asked him what he was doing. Officers reported that Libby appeared to be under the influence of drugs. They said Libby had a bag of numerous items he said he found in dumpsters. Officers said Libby used profanity and was shouting he was taken to jail. Makes sense. It's a good place to sleep it off. A North Dakota man was sentenced for a samurai sword slaying.
Oh, shit,
he
killed somebody?
Yeah, Karen. That's what slaying means. It wasn't no Beyonce slaying.
No,
slay! Sword, samurai, slay!
Ha ha! I slay.
Yeah, he was sentenced Thursday as a reason charge of second degree murder in May 2016 for the death of 21-year-old Che Little. He got 6 years in prison. That's it for killing somebody.
Right?
With a sword. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow. For all my folks as Game of Thrones fans, thank you so much for listening. Appreciate y'all, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.